Blog Talk Radio.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the First Year Podcast, regular edition with Andrew Wilson. We're going to be talking about the Diddy situation, guys. Let's get into it.
Did he do it? Who knows?
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, man, regular edition. Sorry for the delay, guys. Traffic was really bad. It's Friday, as you guys know. Hopefully, we should be doing shows earlier tomorrow.
Next week.
Next week. Yes. So we'll see how that goes. We got some special guests lined up for next week, too. I'm pretty excited for. Announcements before we get into the show. Rumble.com/FreshFit, as you guys know, that is the place to find us if we ever get canceled. Also, CastClub.tv. We got those behind-the-scenes kickouts of those annoying girls from the last show, man.
Yes.
As you guys know, we had those rambunctious females on that were very difficult to deal with. And, yeah, so they got kicked out, and it's on CastleClub.tv. And all the videos are also on CastleClub.tv, guys, because you guys know we have to take some of the videos down on YouTube because, you know, trying to keep it clean over here on YouTube. It is what
of
it is.
Of course. Guys.
So Rumble has all the stuff, though, and so does CastleClub.tv.
And, guys, we are having, for the second time ever in history, a Fresh Pit Live show in Miami. Pick it down below. It's going to be us, guest appearances, ladies, and you guys supporting at the live show.
Yes.
So come support
live
us.
Show.
Come see us live in person. Meet and greet VIP as well.
Signed.
It's going to be really fun. I think Mo has the link as well.
Yes.
In the comments.
Yeah, top
and
of the description, guys.
Andrew's going to be there as well, joining us for the live event.
Oh, so, shit. Okay.
Sweet.
I'll be there. Yeah, guys. So Friday, I said Friday.
April
26th, guys.
Yep.
So get your tickets now. It's our, it's going to be a live event. You guys want to meet us in person. It's going to be right here in Miami. Where's it going to be located? Downtown or what part of it?
Miami. Miami Beach.
Miami Beach?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. So, but it's going to be here, guys. It's going to be a live event. It's going to be lit. And the tickets are reasonably priced, to be honest with y'all. We got general admission. What are the price
general admission, we have mid-tier, upper level, and we have VIP.
Yeah. And general admission is how much?
$100.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
So, yo, $100, y'all can come out and come on in, man. We wanted to make it affordable for everybody. Obviously, we have to put it at a certain price point so that, like, we don't get, like, weirdos in there. But $100, man, you guys can come in and meet us and everything else like that and get a live show, see us in person. And, it'll be a good time, man. It's right here in Miami, too. So, if you're in Florida... If you're in Georgia, whatever it may be, not too far away, man. Or you can jump on a plane. If you're in New York, it's, 2-3 hours, man? So
it's nothing, man.
Yeah, man. A bunch of you guys are down here in Florida anyway, man. So it's going to be a live show, man. It's going to be lit.
And our guest of honor.
We got a special guest in the house, of course.
Welcome back.
Hey, thanks so much for having me back, guys. Really appreciate it. It's a good way to end the week solid. So
we had a great show on Wednesday, man.
It was fun.
That was hilarious, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You're amazing.
I appreciate that. It's very kind of you.
But today we're covering Diddy's case.
But we are going to do more of that, right?
Yes, more of that.
Right, so they know,
tonight,
right? Yeah,
tonight,
more of that.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah, more debating, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, guys, you've seen it in the news, man. Everyone's talking about it. Diddy. Do it or not. And ultimately, guys,
bro!
I want to say this. We won't cover if he's innocent or guilty because that's not our place to judge. We're not the ones covering the case. But Myron's going to do a fair reaction on that, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do a very detailed breakdown on the case, guys, on this Sunday on Fed Reacts. I'm going to go over, like, you know, search warrants, informant, all the, like, you know, legal stuff and, like, how these criminal cases are actually done. I'm going to go through that. Obviously, that's not today's episode because we're on Fresh or Fit, but I will break it down. It's actually the HSA's work for HSI is the one that's doing this case. So it's literally our New York field office is doing it, and I know a couple of guys over there. So,
all right, how could you?
I know I've been talking with some of my friends that are still on the job. So Sunday, FedReact is going to be lit, guys.
Was that excessive force, the amount of people that showed up to the mansions?
Nah, man, because you have three different search warrants in three different jurisdictions. So, you know that he has paid security. You know what I mean? And you know that they're armed. You know, obviously after the situation that happened with Shine and stuff like that back in the 90s, you know that Diddy's, you know, not necessarily – he's going to have private security. So – You're going to go in there with the SRT team. I mean, yeah, I would have done the same thing if I was a case agent.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have articles to bring up as well.
It's always better to overwhelm with force because you know that, you know, you're trained. You know that you can go ahead and handle the situation. But if you come in with less force, that's worse.
Mm.
And what ends up happening a lot of times when you come in with less force is, like, that's how the shootings happen. You want to come in with overwhelming force so they just give up right away.
Ah.
That's how you always want it because you don't want to get in the shooting. That's the last thing you want to do.
100%.
So, but yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, we have an article as well to bring up just to highlight this as well. But, man, this is crazy because everyone's talking about it. Your mom, your dad, local news station, everybody.
Yeah. There you go. Boom. It's right there. Inside the Sean Diddy Combs raids, emptied safes, dismantled electronics, gun-toting feds. Okay.
Yeah.
So it goes here. Can you enlarge it for me, Bills? Because my – yeah, I'm blind, guys. It was a major show of force. Dozens of agents, some heavily armed, descending on Sean Diddy Combs' estates in Los Angeles and Miami. Television news helicopters captured action as Department of Homeland Security agents served a search warrant in what officials described as an investigation into alleged sex trafficking, claims the music legend denies. HSI yelled for those inside the star's Homie Hills mansion to come out with their hands in the air. Combs' adult sons later told their father they had lasers pointed at them as they emerged from the home. Sources told the Times Combs himself was in Florida at the time. But much remains unknown about the case and how close authorities are to determining whether to file criminal charges. What do we know about the searches? Sources with a knowledge of the operation who requested anonymity because they are not authorized to discuss it publicly said it appears investigators searching Combs' Holby Homes?
Yeah, Holby.
Is that the California one?
Yeah.
Emptied safe, dismantled electronics, and left papers strewn in some rooms. Federal agents disabled the security system and seized a hard drive, a source told the Times. That tracks with what some legal experts expected investigators would seek if trying to build a sex trafficking case against a hip-hop mogul. Dimitri Gorin, a former L.A. County sex crimes prosecutor who is now in private law practice, said investigators would likely seek authorization to search for videos or photographs on any devices connected to the target, anywhere where digital images can be found in connection to sexual conduct that would have been recorded. It is unclear what was recovered in the bi-coastal searches. Federal authorities spent several hours at both homes. Sources said Combs was in Miami at the time, but was not in his Florida home when the raid occurred.
He was trying to get up on a plane. Is that correct or no?
I think he was at the airport when stuff was going on. He was up in Opa-locka.
Opa-locka, right?
And for some of you guys that are wondering, because you guys might not be from Miami, Opa-locka is our like executive airport.
Yeah.
That's where the private jets come into. So anytime you fly private, you don't necessarily go into Miami or Miami International Airport. You go into Opa-locka.
And less traffic. No lines.
Yeah.
It's pretty smooth.
It's interesting because it's in the fucking hood.
It's the hood.
That's where the private, which is about what, 20 minutes from here?
Yeah.
If you're downtown Brickell.
On a good day.
It's about 15, 20 minutes from here, assuming there's no traffic. If there's traffic, it could take you an hour to get
there. A lot of gunshots, though.
Lots of gunshots. No one was arrested in connection with the investigation, although two of Combs' sons were briefly detained by Holby Hills property, and Brendan Paul, a man described in a recent lawsuit against Combs as a confidant and drug mule, was arrested in Miami airport at the same time the raids were being conducted. Miami-Dade police took Paul, 25, into custody on suspicion of possession of cocaine and marijuana-laced candy, records show. Where does the case stand? Sources told the Times that Combs is the subject of a sweeping inquiry into sex trafficking allegations and sexual assault. The investigation comes after four women filed civil lawsuits accusing Combs of rape, assault, and other abuses dating back three decades. Sorry, guys, we're on YouTube.
Yeah.
One of the allegations involved a minor. A source familiar with Homeland Security's criminal inquiry said investigators have interviewed some of the people tied to sex trafficking allegations and lawsuits against Combs. Yeah, that's a given. They have, in the Combs case, convinced one or more federal magistrates they had enough probable cause for one or more search warrants, said Megan Blanco, a defense attorney who has handled sex trafficking cases. Given the scope of the investigation, it seems they are further along than most investigations. Gorin said the allegations involved a minor could be a key focus in the inquiry. If a minor is moved across state lines for the purpose of sex, that is enough for at least an argument of sex trafficking because somebody underage cannot consent, Gorin said. Yes, that is true. So one of the ways and I'm going to talk about this in way more detail on FedRx, guys, but one of the ways that the feds can get involved is if you have a minor that's involved in any type of, you know, sexual activity, et cetera, and they're moved across state lines, boom, automatically you've brought federal potential charges against you because you're affecting interstate commerce. Once you cross state lines, things change. And then the other thing, too, with the human trafficking is let's say you bust like a prostitution ring or something like that, right?
Mm.
And one of the prostitutes is underage.
Mm-hmm.
That's automatic human trafficking charge now because she can't consent.
Mm.
So and that can easily go federal, especially if there's an interstate nexus. So that could be a very good reason why the case was initiated.
Isn't that how they got R. Kelly, too, as well?
Yes.
That's exactly
how they got R. Kelly was because there was interstate activity between New York and Illinois.
Is it because he crossed state? That's why he got jammed up? Or is it because it was a minor period?
The minor and then it's easy. The minor is the main focus thing, and then it's very easy to affect interstate commerce.
Mm.
I mean, dude, use a phone affecting interstate commerce technically.
Damn.
Sending a wire transfer and affecting interstate commerce technically.
That's wild, bro.
Yeah. So Sex trafficking for adults usually involves some of sort of coercion or other restraints, he said, and can be tougher to prove. That is very true. Prosecutors would need to show you and encourage somebody to engage in sexual activity for money or some other inducement. Yeah, and you'd also have to prove that they were, like, again, held against their will or something like that, or threat of violence, something like that.
Yeah.
What is Diddy's camp saying? Aaron Dreyer, one of Combs' lawyers, on Tuesday called the raids a witch hunt and criticized how they were conducted. Quote, yesterday, there was a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residences, Dreyer said in a statement. This unprecedented ambush, paired with an advanced coordinated media presence, leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits. There has been no finding of criminal or civil liability with any of these allegations. Sources in Combs' camp who request anonymity say the star remains in the U.S. and authorities have not taken his passport. They said Combs has been scheduled to depart by plane Monday for a spring break vacation with his school-aged daughters, but opted to delay the trip after learning of the searches.
Wow. So he wants to stay and fight.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's obviously it would look bad, too, I think, from a media perspective if he left. So. Yeah, so guys, that's a lot there. And also, just so y'all know, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone line so we can interact and talk with you guys. We're going to go ahead and kind of give our pieces on this thing, more through like a RP lens. And we'll go ahead and open up the phone lines for a little bit for you guys and, you know, interact with y'all. And it's Friday, right? We haven't done a call-in show for a while.
Yeah.
So 515-605-9740 is the number to call into the show, guys. 515-605-9740 is the number to call into the show. You can interact with us. And Andrew, but I'll turn it to y'all.
So can we just note that all of these guys who are interconnected are all Democrat operatives, given millions of dollars to Democrats through various campaigns? Just wanted to point that out, that typical progressive scumbags, they were utilized by Democrats to get out the minority vote. Not shocked. Not shocked. Weinstein, yeah. Democrat operative.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys, Democrat operatives, are all connected to, you know, the Hollywood elites, and suddenly, you know, they get arrested. And what do they get arrested for every time? Right?
Something to do with kids.
Something to do. Just saying, Democrats and this type of activity seem to go hand in hand. Just want to point that out.
Seems to go a certain way.
Yeah.
There was a theory that Uncle Luke actually brought up online. He said Diddy was biting the hand that feeds. He got into the liquor game, you know, with his Ciroc bottle. And what happened was apparently he wanted to sue them for certain rights and privileges. And they said, no. We brought you into this game. We can take you out. I don't know the liquor company directly, but one of these people that are higher up. And it kind of like they said, they set them up this way. I don't know if it's true or not, but one of their theories.
Well, there's a great book out there called One Nation Under Blackmail. And you should read it. What's that?
By Wendy Webb, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I read it a while ago, and it was really good. It was really good. But, I mean, essentially you get to a high enough level, and that's what, how it ends up, right? Everybody has blackmail on everybody else. If somebody goes rogue, that's it, right?
That's it. There's also one of these parties, too, as well. What are your thoughts on this so far, though? Like, you think he's actually going to
– Yeah, okay. Do you want my actual opinion? Because I'll give a disclaimer. This has nothing to do with Fresh and Fit, but I'll give you my actual opinion.
Give it to me.
The guy's guilty as hell. Of course he's guilty as hell. Everybody he's been out there with,
yeah,
right? I mean, he's connected to Kelly. I mean, these guys are scumbags, total degenerate scumbags, always have been. Mm-hmm. It's been well known inside that industry for years. Again, just my opinion. But, yeah, he's total fucking scumbag.
Okay.
Across the board, I have no doubt in my mind, all the people that he's linked to, yeah, he's a...
And you told me a tip earlier that was pretty impressive about the NDAs. Can you tell the audience about that one, too?
Yeah, so we were researching this out in preparation for the show, mm-hmm. and I think we actually sent a screenshot over to your producers. But,
yes.
About 6 months ago, essentially they gave the rights. He gave the rights back to all the artists who, and he owned all those rights. And in exchange for that, and I think it's probably $50 million, $100 million worth of rights back to him if they signed these NDAs. And the NDAs were really exclusive. Like, you can never talk about anything related to me ever for the rest of your life.
Wow.
It was it's pretty insane. So I don't know if you got the screenshot to pull up. But
yeah, we do.
There it is.
Here it is, actually. Let's see here. It's from the neighborhood on Instagram. Okay.
So this was one who refused to sign the NDA. But yeah, they were sent out to all sorts of different people, and in exchange for signing it, they were not allowed to talk in any way or defame this guy in any way publicly.
6 months prior, I wonder why.
Yeah, I think that they knew
what was coming.
Yeah, they knew what was coming, and so they're gearing up. You know what I mean? There was a tip off somewhere. Someone let them know what was up. I don't know exactly how it came to be, but
yeah,
they knew it was coming.
Well, I think so, if somebody's doing something bad, of course, the minors are women in general, they should be punished. But my thing was like, okay, this is Diddy, a mogul in the music industry,
mm-hmm.
Rightfully so. He's done a lot of stuff. But at some point, one woman destroyed his whole career. I mean, Cassie came into this picture. Later on, she left Diddy, came back. Maybe she needs some money. I don't know what happened, but she actually was the one that set up this whole thing, because without her, this wouldn't be possible. So I think on some level, just seeing the power of that one allegation, which turned into maybe could be fact, is causing a lot of issues for Diddy. And that's one woman causing that issue for a moment.
Well, I mean, look at it. I mean, it was one woman who started Me Too, right? It was one woman's allegation that really started Me Too movement. It was, you know, if you look at Weinstein, his downfall, it was, you know, a single whistle. I mean, this can start a snowball effect. And you better hope you don't have a trail of women that you've done horrible things to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some men who get totally railroaded and haven't done anything, right, but are made out to be villains when they're not villains.
Right.
You know what I mean? A great example of this, Brett Kavanaugh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Phenomenal example of this happening.
Crazy.
By where an entire collusive Democrat party got together and went wild with these allegations from a chick who didn't even remember, right? Didn't even really remember anything. And I remember
she had a GoFundMe. She made $1 million. She had a book. Like, it's amazing to me how no one talks about how this chick had a book and was doing a whole tour, et cetera. Just like Jeannie Carroll. She also did a book tour. And then she goes on CNN with Anderson Cooper and says, oh, yeah, grape isn't physical. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is going on here? So definitely, like, you can see the dark side of Me Too, where they're using it as a tool, right, to a political tool a lot of the times, right? Brett Kavanaugh was going to become a Supreme Court justice, and this woman lied on his name, and he had to sit there in the fucking monkey court, right, sitting there testifying under oath to defend himself. And it's like, this woman has no proof, and it's like, what the hell's going on here?
I was sitting underneath a machine. I was wrenching underneath a machine listening to this, the Kavanaugh stuff, right,
crazy
in my ear. And I remember just going, what the – you know what I mean? When boss comes by, what? Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, but it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham sat there and said, listen, I know we do this kind of shit, guys. I mean, he said this publicly. I know we do this, but this is too much.
Yeah.
Like, this is too much over the top. I mean, this guy did not deserve this level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. You make the allegation, you kind of ruin their career, and then it all goes away. You know what I mean? Business as usual. But even he was like, this is like over the top.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they want you gone, look at what's happening with Trump.
Yeah.
You have so many women who come out say the same thing. Democrats are famous for doing this. They have blackmail on all these guys.
Not only that, the Laura Loomer actually exposed this on Twitter the other day. Shout out to her. She exposed that, like, one of the judges in one of Trump's cases, her daughter, the judge's daughter, is like a crazy Democrat, and she had a Twitter picture of like Trump behind bars.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, how the hell can you have a judge presiding over his case when clearly, like, they're extremely biased? Like, you should have been recused yourself. Like, what the hell is going on here? Like, this is a crazy miscarriage of justice. But again, it's, you know, those are examples of it being used in a political sense. Obviously, in this situation, yeah, I mean, Diddy fucked up, man. I mean, the whole Cassie situation, as we talked about the Cassie situation, reading through the lawsuit, everything else like that, you know, I'm willing to bet that she was definitely complicit in a lot of that stuff, because basically the allegations were he was forcing her to hook up with male prostitutes, and he would watch, and, you know, he would take her across state lines, and she'd smash random people, and he'd sit there and watch her, I guess, in the corner on some weird stuff.
I was in it. I had nothing to do with it. I was an unwilling participant.
Yeah, but, you know, I definitely think that, you know, because they were together for so goddamn long. For those that don't know, pull her up real fast. I think her real name is Cassie Ventura or something like that.
Yeah.
Dude, she was with this guy since, like, fucking 2005. What was that song, Mo?
Me and You.
Yeah, Me and You, right? Like, that was the fucking song that she had. Like, they were messing with each other back then. So it's like, bro, come on, man. You telling me you were with him for that long and none of it was ever consensual? Like, come on, man.
That he groomed her to be a certain way for him. So that's their argument. that he groomed her.
Uh-huh. But okay.
No agency.
Going back to the situation,
no
right?
Agency.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you're a bumbling idiot that doesn't deserve any rights and you need to be protected from yourself, et cetera, or are you a grown adult?
But wait, they can vote.
Yeah, they can vote,
They can vote, though.
They can vote.
But they don't know.
We can't treat them as full adults because their frontal cortex is not completely developed until they're 25 years old. But what's the counter to that? Well, interestingly enough, it also starts to degrade past 25-year-old. So if that's true, shouldn't the 40-year-old man be kind of dumb?
Yeah.
And the 25-year-old be super smart since he has a degrading front, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's insanity based on two horrible studies, right? Literally two horrible studies. None of it was ever designed to be taken this way as any type of you can't have agency or consent or any of this type of stuff.
Yeah.
Total madness. Women do have agency. Obviously, they participate in a lot of this stuff and they're the first ones to cry. I'm a victim. And then when you look into it more, you realize, wait a second, Christine Blasio Ford. Wait a second, Blasio Ford. You're saying that you went to a frat party and got blackout drunk. You know what I mean? She had nothing to do with it. No responsibility at all. It's like,
Dr.
come on.
Ford to you.
Yeah, it's unreal. It's
Dr.
unbelievable.
Ford. Yeah, because that's the chick that made the accusation on Kavanaugh, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
The Ford chick, yeah. Yeah,
yeah
the professor,
Ford. Yeah,
that chick,
Ford.
That weirdo. Yeah, but in this situation with Diddy, right, I think Cassie's situation definitely – I honestly think that they probably had their investigation before the Cassie situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't create a sense of urgency and give them information as well.
Yeah,
right. Sure. So I definitely think that
she's cooperating with the
100%, 100%. I said that on Academic Stream too, that I guarantee you she was probably one of the first people that the feds went to and spoke to and got information. And the thing too is that she's going to be able to give a lot of insight as to other people they can look at, because remember, she went with him everywhere. She knows where all his homes are. She knows who his people are. She knows who's employed and who's not employed. She knows who has the axe to grind and who doesn't. She knows where he keeps his shit.
Well,
if they were going around doing these, you know, these, I don't want to use the term because we're on YouTube, but if they're having like these sexual exploits, et cetera, he's going to probably be recording it, putting it somewhere. She's going to know where that stuff is.
Well, and they offer immunity, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Because
so
she won't be liable for anything.
Exactly.
But she's smart. You know why?
What?
She got the money. And she's going to put him in jail. She wins.
Yeah,
because Diddy's a guy you don't play with.
Yeah,
so if he's in jail, she got her money. She don't care.
Yeah, because the thing is that
and she'll get more. She'll get all the royalties from the 8 books that the Ghost publisher, you know, comes out of the woodwork and makes sure she goes on tour. She'll get a fortune if she gets immunity and she testifies against this guy. Now maybe this guy did all these horrible things. Probably did at least some horrible things. You know what I mean? But this whole displacing women and their agency from their actions.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
That's insanity to me.
Yeah, because when I was looking through the Cassie situation, I was like, bro, like you're an adult when this stuff was all going on. You're going to seriously sit here and tell me that, oh, the kid, he forced me. Come on, man. When you were jet flying, limousine riding, Ric Flair, woo, type shit, right? Because Diddy, I know, was fucking taking you all over the place. You were his chick with him everywhere, every time he was at the red carpet. Like, she was the main girl for a while.
Yeah.
She wasn't like some side hoe.
The commenter says
she was
they'll call it surviving Diddy.
probably, bro. Probably. So it's like, you know, I genuinely think – what I think is this. He probably had a stranglehold on her music. He probably had her masters, had her publishing, whatever. You guys could comment in the back.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably control all that shit, right, Mo?
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys
he
are the music industry
her.
Guys.
Yes.
So – she probably wasn't getting
he had
a cent.
All the rights. He had
me
all
and
the
you
money.
Shit, me and you. No, you mean just Diddy. It's just me, right?
Diddy
he's getting the money.
Me?
Yeah, like he's getting all that money.
I've been waiting.
Because they play that song to this day.
To
like
this
there's
day.
Probably royalties on that joint out the galooza that she's not claiming, right?
No.
So she probably had axe to grind from a music perspective. Her career is being held back. You know, when you're signed to someone like Diddy, right, and then you want to go ahead and have a music career after the fact and he doesn't fuck with you, no one in the industry is going to fuck with you anymore.
Yeah.
So she probably had an axe to grind. So she's like, you know what, let me go at him with this crap. And then, boom, what does she do? File that lawsuit. He tries to fight it. A day later, he's like, no, fuck it, never mind. I don't want the headaches. He settles. She gets, what, $39 million? Something crazy.
Like yeah.
She gets $39 million. So, yeah, bro. I mean, and the thing that I found very interesting, by the way, too, is that none of his friends are coming to his aid.
To defend
which
him.
I thought was very strange. Right. Normally, if you someone you know or you're close with has you know, ridiculous accusations like this coming at them, right? Crazy accusations. You know, people would come to your aid, right? Like when Andrew and Tristan had that situation, right? We right away, bro, this is bullshit, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, we've shown you guys all the evidence that shows that the Tate brothers are innocent. But I haven't seen one person come forward that a big star that and Diddy knows a bunch of them to defend him.
Freak I've seen a lot of them shit on him.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of them come out and be like, well,
I'll tell you this, though.
We knew that this was going on for a while type of thing.
Meek Mill hasn't said anything.
He hasn't said anything?
He's been sending pictures, videos with Diddy at his parties. Listen, Freak Mill, if you're out there, right, man?
God damn.
If they get the videos of you in a freak off, nigga, your career is done. But I told you so. But no, I think Percy Deacon, bro, like, if the video comes out where, like, they actually were free calls, bro, he's done for. He's done for, bro.
Well, they already have it on, but, like, in the lawsuit, there was, in one of the lawsuits, there was, like, pictures and shit like that.
No, but actual video of him doing it or watching
it? It was, like, stills from the videos.
So why isn't he arrested?
Because it was consensual.
Allegedly.
And remember, civil, the burden of proof is way less than in a criminal case.
Hold on. Guys here in a room, right? Be honest here.
Yeah.
Your significant other. That you smash.
Yeah.
You got videos, right? I mean, we all do.
Of course.
No.
No?
No.
Of course, sir, man.
Oh, well, he's white.
Come on, man.
He's
yeah.
white. What? But regardless,
what
right?
Have to do? What?
The point is.
Sorry, there's no sex tape, bro. There's no sex
the
tape.
The point is. Any guy in the chat that gets chicks, bro, knows at some level, right, bro?
Okay, you what kind of cheap shot was that?
You and your girl doing the thing. So I guarantee you, Diddy at his house had videos, maybe piles of videos back in the day with his chicks. It had to, right?
Yeah, well, dudes, too. It's in the lawsuits, bro.
Body might be dead.
Yeah, man.
Body might be dead. All I'm saying is, bro, the evidence has to be there, bro. If it's not there, then I don't know where it
can be. I just find it very interesting how, like, no one – because here's the thing. Like, for those that don't know, right, let's pull up his Wikipedia real quick. Because people can say whatever the hell they want to say about Diddy, but one thing you can't take away from him is that he is a musical genius. He's created a bunch of artists that you guys have, you know, come to learn and love. Obviously, the guy is a mogul in the music industry. And then at the end of the day, he's going to go down as a legend, right?
Yeah.
Right? Outside of these charges, right?
Mine is this.
Sean Love Combs, born Sean John Combs, November 4th, 1969. God damn, this nigga old. Also known by his stage name, Puff Daddy P. Diddy, or Diddy, is an American rapper, record producer, and record executive, born in Harlem and raised in Mount Vernon, New York. Combs worked as a talent director at Uptown Records before founding his own record label, Bad Boy Records, in 1993. Combs has been credited with the discovery and cultivation of artists such as the Notorious B.I.G., Mary J. Blige, and Usher. And, you know, you can make an argument that Usher is probably in the top three greatest R&B artists of all time. Right?
Yeah.
You can make that argument.
Yeah.
You can say between Usher, R. Kelly, who else? I don't know, Mo. You R&B ninja.
Chris Brown? Yes.
Yeah, you could put Chris Brown in that talking.
Yeah.
But yeah, so and then it goes here. As a recording artist, Combs gained mainstream recognition as a Notorious B.I.G.'s label boss and manager. Released in the wake and memory of his unsolved murder, Combs' debut studio album, No Way Out, 1997, was met with critical acclaim, peaked atop the Billboard 200, received seven platinum certification, right? I'm not mistaken, that's seven? Yeah. Certification by the Recording Industry Association, RIAA. His two preceding singles, Can't Nobody Hold Me Down, featuring Mace, and I'll Be Missing You. Yeah, there's another artist that Diddy helped break out was Mace as well, featuring Faith Evans and 112. Both peaked the Billboard Hot 100. The latter became the first hip-hop song to debut atop the chart. His second and third albums, Forever, 1999, and The Saga Continues, 2001, both peaked at number two on the Billboard 200 despite mixed critical reception, while his fourth press play, 2006, peaked atop the chart once more. Combs then formed the musical group Diddy, Dirty Money, with R&B singers Kalina Harper and Don Richard to release a collaborative album Last Train to Paris in 2010, which peaked at number seven and was supported by the single Coming Home featuring Skylar Grey. His fifth studio album, The Love Album Off the Grind 2023, was met with moderate and critical commercial response and was the first not to be released by his Bad Boy label imprint. So,
smash hits.
Long story short, guys, he won three Grammy Awards from 13 nominations, two MTV Music Awards, and the Guinness World Records for most successful rap producer in 1997. So what does this all mean, guys, in plain English? The guy's extremely successful, and the guy's a legend in the music industry, right? Obviously, and he commands a lot of respect. And I said all that to kind of paint the page for you. It's amazing to me how with all those accolades, all that background, all the artists that he's made, all the careers he's made, all the hits that he's made, the hits that he was a part of, that no one has come to his defense. It's crazy. So that also is a big red flag to me as well.
We have the latest video clip of Diddy that people haven't seen. And people are wondering, where's Diddy? Is he in Miami? Is he in New York? Is he in L.A.? Well, he's in Miami right now. And our boy was there with him, and he saw him in person. We're pulling the video now, but in the meantime, listen, bro, I get it. Just because you don't have videos of girls on your phone doesn't mean people don't do it, okay?
No way. No, fair enough, fair enough. Can I just say, delete the tapes, Rachel. Delete the tapes, Rachel.
What's her name, Rachel? You're funny, bro. In any case, though, I think we can all agree here that, like, listen, whatever you did that was bad, if it was actually true,
yeah,
you should be punished for it.
Yeah.
Granted, if you didn't, then you should be free. But right now, so many allegations going on with him. I mean, no one's defending him. So it's like, bro, what's going on? And actually, look at it this way. All the rappers that are around him at his parties, they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were there at the parties. I wasn't there. But they were there. So they are, on some level, either complying or just being quiet because they know the truth. So on some level, it'll come up. I think, personally speaking, right now, guys, this is going to come out either by the videos or someone just saying, you know, all right, fuck it, I'm going to say the truth. But who knows?
I mean, but here, it does make you skeptical, though, right, that there's not a ton, kind of like a groundswell of support.
Yeah.
That kind of, yeah.
That's what has me going like, oh, wow. Like, someone with these accolades, this guy with that amount of respect in the music industry, no one is coming to his defense. That tells you a lot.
Does that remind you of another guy with the last name W? My Weinstein, same thing.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Not a lot of defenders who came out of the woodwork for him.
Yeah.
A lot of guys coming out of the woodwork saying we knew this was going on for years, this and that.
Yeah.
Kind of has that same vibe.
Yeah.
A little bit of that same vibe.
To be fair, there have been rumors for years about, you know, Diddy and his, like, parties for years.
Same with Weinstein.
Yeah.
Because when the allegations came in Michael Jackson, he had a lot of support.
Yeah.
You know?
He had a lot of support.
Michael Jackson had a lot of support.
And
they were coming out
saying it's bullshit. A lot of people were saying, no, he's asexual. Like, he didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
It was an interesting conflict, that one. But he had a lot of supporters.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay. You got the stuff, Mo? Bills? Full time?
Yeah, is it a story?
A story, yeah. This is the latest.
I want to see what this is.
We have a Diddy right now. Shout out to my boy, Wes Watson.
Oh, this is from Wes Watson?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Come on, guys. What's the hold up? Nigga, no. Go back. You were on it before. Okay?
We can't hear, though. You gotta
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Because
music and shit. Oh, okay.
Not yet. Next one. Here we go. This one.
Beat up by my pad. Run into the man right here.
Love. What's up?
Miami's like that.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
Stop it.
I mean, crazy coincidence.
Okay.
What
so
the fuck?
Wasn't that the guy with the hat? What's his name again?
TVJ.
With him?
I don't know.
He was named in the lawsuit too.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Allegedly, they were like doing stuff together. No, mind you,
he was one of the producers back then.
Back then, right?
Notorious B.I.G. A lot of the Notorious B.I.G.
So he's still outside living his life.
Yeah. Remember, he hasn't been arrested, and he hasn't been charged with anything.
Yeah.
For the audience out there, that's why they didn't take his passport. Some of you guys are like, wait, what's going on? Yeah, he's.
What's up, Pura Vida?
Are they getting their story straight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, that was in Miami Beach somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where. Because Diddy's in Miami Beach, guys. He's not really in Miami.
Look at Pura Vida.
Star Island somewhere.
Yeah.
Huh?
What's up, Pura Vida?
I don't think there's a Pura Vida in Miami Beach.
Yeah.
Is there one?
Freshwood.
We'll leave off.
That's the trash.
It probably is.
All right. Overpriced as fuck, man.
It is.
If Fresh says it, probably is.
It really is.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, man.
If Fresh says it,
that was an exclusive of Diddy. Because think about it. No one has seen him other than the airport.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But Wes Watson got him on video.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, this nigga said, no, love. No videos, bro. No.
Yeah.
He didn't say it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That's
crazy.
So phone lines or chats?
Let's hit the chats and then we can all hit the phone lines. Guys, 515-605-9740 if you guys want to get involved. We obviously put the last four digits of, if you want to skip the line, put the last four digits of your number and we'll, you know,
yeah. What do you guys think?
To the top of the queue and we'll see what you guys got to say here.
Nav
says, how does Diddy still have his, gram, but they delete y'all Tates and Sneeko? Good point. Hopefully we should be getting our shit back, but
I think Diddy's gram is gone.
If it is gone, I mean, he did that.
Probably.
Like, it's not IG that did that.
Take that.
All right.
It's still up.
Okay, Red Pill Tango's L. Diddy, L. Meek Mill, a.k.a. Cheek Fills. Yo, Myron, did you hear the That's Nico Friend Arab Guy Snatch. Great episode with that Alex. He was based. He wasn't a weirdo like the other Tribe Cucks. Yeah, guys, I've known that Arab's been kidnapped for well over a week now. I didn't say shit, though, because obviously out of respect to him, he told me not to say anything, so I didn't say anything to publicly, obviously. But I've been talking with him on the side. Obviously, I wish him the best. I hope he turns out okay. I think he's going to be okay after this is all said and done. But obviously out of respect for him, I didn't say shit. Because like I told y'all before, man, like people love to chase clout and break news and shit like that. Like that's not what it's about. But the reason why is because I actually reached out to him and I said, yo, because when I was in Vegas, he was out in Vegas with us for the Super Bowl weekend. And I was like, he was like, yo, I'm going to be in Miami in March/April after I go to Haiti. Because I'm going to go to Haiti for a bit. I'll be in the Caribbean, et cetera. And then I'm going to come stop by in Miami on the way and we'll do a pod. So I reached out to him. Hey, bro, when you coming, let's get something penciled in. And that's when he told me that. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? And he was like, bro, don't say nothing, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay. So now that it's out there publicly, you know, it is what it is. I'll say now, but, you know, I wish him the best. I hope he's okay. When I last spoke with him, he was in good spirits. And I think he'll be home. Okay. I think they're not like abusing him or anything else like that, you know, to the best of my knowledge, guys. So, you know, I hope he gets back home safely.
Are they going to eat him? Let's just move on. Okay.
too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Too much love. Okay, let's move on. Wait,
he'll be home.
Twirl?
He'll be home, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, he'll be home soon.
They're not torturing him or anything else like that. Like you guys might think. Like he's good, man.
You know what?
They just want their money. That's what they want.
Send the money.
Huh?
Stickles should send the money. Stickles, he should send the money. That's his friend, bro. He should send the money.
He's a good
so?
Guy, man. He's a good guy. I like the dude. I was talking to him a good amount when I was in Vegas. So we're having some discussions about a bunch of things. So, but we'll have him on the pod, guys, very soon. So don't worry. But he's going to be home soon. They're not like, just so y'all know, the captors are not like whooping his ass or doing anything to him. They're not. They're
okay.
Not. I mean, at the end of the day, they want their money, bro. And he needs to be alive for them to get their money. So we'll see him soon, hopefully. Wait, can you do a twirl? Okay, they're making fun of Chris. Okay.
Big things are gone. We got your last four digits. Got you, bro. Frieza. Missed last after hours, but seen a few clips on X. And it looks like Andrew destroyed the 304s. Love to see him on the show. More top five guests.
Hey, thank
sure.
you for the
I think I'd like it.
Thank yeah. you for the great compliment and Crucible Crew showing up today and tonight. Make sure you donate heavily to the show. They have all kinds of demonetization due to YouTube being a bunch. Well, I'm not even going to get into that, but they do. And so we definitely appreciate it. And you know, thank you for the great support.
Absolutely.
And we have been watching 17K live viewers watching right now.
Yeah,
shout out to the people watching, supporting Andrew as well. Go follow him on Rumble and YouTube as well.
Yeah. Yeah, the Crucible.
Crucible.
And then the other – damn. Okay, I forgot what I was going to say. It'll come back to me.
Orlando.
We got here – Orlando says, hey, Myron and Fresh, I've been watching for 6 months now, and you guys really changed the way I operate and think. Getting my health up and my physical physique. On the 2nd of April, I ship out to the Army in search of for network and step up. What?
Up in life.
WFNF. I appreciate that.
Good
and
job,
guys,
bro.
Sorry, my vision sucks, and I'm on glasses, so it's hard for me to read this.
He's making a change. Shout out to him.
Hey, Myron Afresh. Oh, no. What are we at here? Okay, and guys, we're reading 20 and up because we already got almost, yeah, we already got 18,000 y'all plus watching.
All right.
So,
Kessel Club.
He goes, Double the Diddy H. memes are hilarious, though. Yeah, I saw that when Justin Combs going up to Diddy room to tell him law enforcement is downstairs. Yeah, I saw that meme before from Albo Ace. What else? Mark Witt goes, shout out to the crew and FNF. Been following you out for a couple of years now. Watch the podcast. It's helped change my life. Got Why Women Deserve Less today, and it's money well spent. Keep doing God's work. Yeah, guys, my book is in stores right now on Amazon, guys. Why Women Deserve Less. You can get a hardcover, soft cover. Go check it out. DG Bill, W1811. I appreciate that, guys. Yes, FedReacts, guys. I'll be breaking down this case on FedReacts this Sunday in detail. We're going to talk about search warrants. We're going to talk about what it takes to get a search warrant. We're going to talk about informants. We're going to talk about all that stuff. We're going to talk about border search. All that crap is going to be talked about with the Diddy case. I'm going to go into the legal side of it from a criminal investigator's perspective. And I got some insider info as well from, you know, working for HSI for so long, how certain these search warrants are done. What else do we got?
The more you good.
Oh, go to the goat. Myron will go to an all-white Diddy party.
That
I've never been to a Diddy party. Fresh, you've met him before in person.
Nigga. Come on, bro. We gonna put me on like that.
Niggas in the chat know, bro. They know.
Wait. And we just got done talking about videos that you have. And
all right, so let me see what happened, man, because this is some bullshit, man. Let me explain myself, okay? So what happened was I was at Liv, the club Liv, and he was performing. That was it. It wasn't like I went to his party. It was like he was performing at Liv. I was there with some people that know him very well, and that was it. Okay? So no, I was not at this party. Doing nothing crazy, okay? There you have it. That's it.
All right. Allegedly.
No, I'll say this though. One time.
This nigga Diddy saw Fresh and was like.
Yo. But one time though.
Yeah.
Me and Academics almost went to his house. So we were actually going some people to his house for a party.
Oh, shit.
And we parked outside his house, but we didn't go inside. I forgot what happened with security or something. It was weird. Whatever happened, we didn't go inside his house.
Niggas looked at y'all and was like, nope.
We were at the door in the car, but we didn't go into his house. So me, I didn't go into the house, and that was it. That's close I ever got to his house.
You don't dabble in the dark, bro?
No.
Hey, bro, maybe he didn't like, look, you know?
Too much press. Did he dabble in the dark?
Maybe he didn't see me. Maybe he didn't see me. It was too dark.
Wow.
Yeah, but it worked out. We didn't go inside.
Oh, man. Both of y'all black as hell, man. okay. Leopard. Okay, Goku the Ghost's parents met at a family reunion.
What the fuck?
Oh, man. Myron, this generation is cooked. An alarming amount of simps on Twitch went to Quix's stream saying to delete his defamation tweet. Since when do we defend OF304s? Yeah, bro. I mean, man, yo, guys, newsflash. Yeah, there's a lot of simps on Twitch. Most gamers are simps. Like Jinxie and all these guys, they're all simps, bro.
My Twitch.
Like, oh, yeah, we got to get off Twitch. All right.
That's a strategy.
Yeah.
The strategy is a lot of these women go into these male spaces where there's young men for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they begin to change the culture over time, and you see them wear less and less and less. It's a literal strategy.
Yeah.
It works.
It does work. It works great.
Even Red Pill.
They come watch our shit. Because right now we got what? We got 18,000 y'all watching, right? And we have the girls on, it's going to be 30,000. And a lot of them are going to be simps. Let's keep it 1,000, right? But if we could convert a few of those guys and tell them, like, hey, don't be a simp, fantastic. You know what I mean? But
and
then, that's
his point, women come to the space giving good advice from what they heard from us, and they regurgitate it. And what happens is they make their own channel, but they don't know shit. But it's appealing to men because they're a woman. And then they fall for it and get tricked. But hey, that's what
they'll throw your ass off anyway. If you can't compete with that. Some of those women,
yeah.
What they make, like, take a look at Amaranth, what she makes.
Oh, yeah,
it's
bro.
It's insane.
Crazy.
Okay, how are you going to compete with that? You can't compete with that. And Twitch is going to, what, you think Twitch is going to take your side?
Nope.
Yeah. You think Twitch is going to take your
nope.
side?
Nope.
No, no fucking way.
Pokimane, too.
Yeah.
Pokimane, Amaranth, like, yeah, man. Like that.
They sent her $100,000 in a box with free security, right? You guys, you can't compete
really?
With that.
Holy
yeah.
Shit.
Damn, bro.
Just one simp sent her a box with $100,000 in the box. Security, a new phone, all kinds of shit.
And these are like, and the funny part is these chicks, like, suck at the video games they play. They're not even good. Like, they'd be fucking trash, bro. Like,
and niggas still watch.
And the dudes still be watching them. It's like, bro. At least with the guy streamers, like, most of the time they're good. Like,
yeah.
They're good at what they do, right? You're like, that's why you watch them, right? But these chicks, like, they'll be streaming. They suck.
And
they fucking suck.
They're very boring.
And they're boring.
We're
going
to play this today, guys. Don't forget to subscribe to my Twitch and Twitter. And let's go play it right now.
By the way, tonight, I'm going to lick this microphone for 8 hours.
Yeah.
I'm going to literally lick this microphone. That's what they do. They lick their microphones.
Who's the chick that, like, did a sleep stream? And
oh.
Dudes watch that.
I don't know her name exactly, but like, I think she slept for like the whole night to watch it.
And niggas watched it, bro. Like,
all-time high of viewers, by the way.
Look, man.
Crazy.
All I got to say is, guys, we are the way that we think over here on this side of the internet, guys, it's a minority. And if you guys don't believe me, watch our debate that we had with dumbass H3. You know how many idiots are in his chat? So, like, these guys are crazy. They're talking about men and women are different. Wow. Like, bro, guess what? Most people subscribe to the egalitarian bullshit that we were talking about last time. And you guys should watch that episode where we talked about feminism and all that other crap. But, bro, that is a majority of America. That is a majority of men today. Like, dude, I'm there. So, as you guys know, I just started playing Overwatch, right? and I stream, right? These Overwatch players, right? Sometimes I'll go in their chat and I'll be like, yeah, get in the kitchen. They freak out if I say that. It's like, what, is someone in the chat that might be talking shit or whatever to me? Because, like, I'll go in there first. Ew, fresh. Like, man, what are you doing here, man? You need to be overwatching a kitchen. Haha, right? Funny. Bro, the fucking dude starts freaking. Whoa! Everyone in the chat, they don't know what the fuck to do. And it's like, wow, like, you guys are that fucking soft. It's like, I make a fucking kitchen joke. People are losing their minds. It's like, damn. I was like, oh, wow. I'm, like, in a parallel universe right now where everyone is super woke. But that's the video game world, guys. That's why. That's a big reason why a lot of y'all are like, oh, boy, why do you play games? Bro, I need to save some of these niggas, man. That's why I'm in here. So I can bring back toxic gaming. Bring back masculinity to the gaming. Bring back talking shit. I mean, Andrew heard me earlier. I was like, well, what the fuck? I mean, I can't say it.
Let's move on.
They were some choice words. But, the fun thing is games were always like that. When the online element for games came out, especially on the PC, that's where you went to talk shit.
Yeah.
You would sit in the lobby for 30 minutes just talking shit to people. Nobody cared. Exactly. You know what I mean? You're
like,
right.
Now you get reported.
Yeah. Well, like, not only reported, you're banned. And your IP banned.
I just got my account back yesterday.
Crazy.
You did?
I got my account back yesterday, yeah.
It's going to be gone soon.
It's going to be, yeah.
Yo, I remember going to the Call of Duty lobby, right?
I got Bill's account banned.
I got my account back in a month.
No.
You did?
No. Well, on Bill's account, I got it silenced.
I can still play, though.
You can play, but you got. I borrowed Bill's account for a bit while I was banned, and then it got silenced because I talked to
him. I like League of Legends better. Anyhow.
My co-host on The Crucible,
yeah.
Zen Shapiro is his name. All he did was debate. He got started in debates because he would go into Xbox Live lobbying rooms and debate abortion.
Oh, shit. What?
And he would just sit in the lobbies for hours. And he would debate with hundreds of people. He has them recorded all over his channel, and they're fantastic.
Nice.
That's what he did. That's how he got into debating.
A lot of gamers
debating.
Are woke nowadays, dude. Yeah. Like, these gamers are woke as hell, man. It's fucking crazy how it's, like, changed. Like, because I haven't played video games since 2018, guys, so it's been 6 years. I come back now and I'm like, why is everybody all woke? And it's like, whoa, dude, you can't use words like that. What the fuck? Yeah, you wow, man, that's really offensive. I'm like, holy shit.
I remember
shit.
Back in the day, Call of Duty, you go into the lobby, you talk, and you're like, oh, you're a nigger. Now they say, are you African American?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on, bro? Like, you're a nigger, aren't you?
Oh, good job. You talking about me fucking say shit.
Wow.
Nigger.
Press.
Okay, let's move on.
He's always complaining about me, bro.
Bro, watch what you say on YouTube.
That wasn't that bad, though, compared to what you say.
No, man.
You stupid. That wasn't that bad.
Okay, man.
Is that bad?
Yeah, well, you know what to do.
Take it on, nigga.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's move on, Carly.
Yeah, let's hit the phone lines. All
right, let's go.
Oh, Lee G. Oh, goes quiet on what?
Quiet on set.
Okay.
This is the same time Diddy getting raided. Hope Nickelodeon gets shut down. House of Cards is finally falling. This is the tip of the iceberg. Yep. That's a very good point, by the way.
Yeah. We got a couple of numbers here. So
all or nothing. You see how 50 Cent is doing, going in on Diddy? His baby mother was a sex worker.
Yes. Yo, Diddy, I tweeted about this, bro.
Yo.
So, like, yeah. And I want you to comment on this too, Andrew. So one of the girls that was one of Diddy's sex workers is 50 Cent's baby mom. And 50 Cent exposes this shit, right? Yeah. 50 Cent exposes this shit. And then she goes ahead and she writes this long-ass fucking IG post saying that he assaulted and raped her.
The candy
right?
Shop.
You know, and
he
saying
said
all
this about
crap.
50 Cent.
Yeah, she said that about 50 Cent in response to him making those comments about her. And Diddy, what's your thoughts on that?
That's so common and so convenient when that snowball effect
that
happens.
Was easy.
They all want to seem to get on the train, right?
Yeah.
And if she's not in a relationship anymore, you got an axe to grind. That's a good time to get that mic in your face. That's a good time to hit him. And how do you defend yourself? I'm going to tell you, the punishment is the process. The punishment is the process.
Yeah,
it's not that you're being punished and that you're going to go to jail or something bad's going to happen to you. The process itself is how they destroy you over time.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Because the process in itself is extremely laborious, extremely taxing, extremely expensive, extremely stressful. Like, you know, litigation is not fun, guys. It fucking sucks. I mean, as a guy that's been in hundreds of courtrooms, it's not hundreds of times. It's not fun. It sucks. And that's me as an agent. I could only imagine for a defendant or someone.
Well, and by the time it's done, right, everybody already forgot about it. And even if you're vindicated,
they don't care.
It sticks with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You get accused and they get found innocent and then no one cares that you got found innocent.
Actually, if Diddy did it or not, doesn't matter. He's already been putting the news everywhere. His reputation is ruined.
All right. What do we got here? Okay, Chewy Me Burger. Okay, W Fresh and Fit, W Andrew. Let's keep the battle going, boys, to defeat these nihilistic globalists trying to come.
Okay, Bendy, turn to Chris over here. Turn to Chris. 25 on Monday. Decided to do a career change and apply for the Sheriff's Academy. Shout out to FNF for inspiring me to do better. Shout out to you, bro. All
right, let's hit the phone lines.
Myron,
too much chat. Too much chat.
Myron, you heard about LaSong crying about 40% of his viewers bouncing?
I'm not surprised. Actually, I'd like to get Andrew's take on this too. Hassan Piker, as you guys know, we've had issues with him multiple times, and he's I would say he's probably the most popular leftist streamer slash socialist. I call him a champagne socialist because he drives around in a fucking 911 Carrera and he has a fucking multimillion-dollar house. But he says they're all tax the wealthy. Anyway.
And he was on Jets too, by the way.
Yeah, anyway.
A lot of Jets.
Yeah, a bunch of bullshit. But either way, the point I'm trying to make is that, yeah, bro, Gen Z, you know, as much as I make fun of them for being pussies, they are waking up a lot of the times and understanding that, being woke is stupid. You know, it's being super, you know, woke and trying to appease feelings and all this other shit, it's stupid and it's not real. And they're realizing that the liberals and the left in general is a grift. And they're just like, no, man. And I think that's a big part of why Hassan's viewership is declining, because Hassan is like right around my age. And I'll admit that like my generation, millennials, like a lot of them went for the Kool-Aid. They voted Obama like my dumbass did. They believed in like, oh, yeah, like let's support, you know, same-sex marriage, all this other shit. Right. And they were super liberal. Obviously, this was before the explosion of social media now where you can communicate ideas and everything else like that. But I think with these Gen Zers and people that are on the internet nowadays, they're tired of the fucking wokeism, bro. They're tired of it.
Yeah.
Did you see Chen's tweet on that?
Mm. Chen.
What is it? Lauren Chen? Is that her name? What's her name?
Lauren Chen.
Yeah, Lauren Chen. Yeah, Lauren Chen. So she puts out this tweet. I call her Tokyo Rose because for our side, for the conservative side, she's terrible.
Yeah.
She puts out a tweet and she says, poor Hassan. Listen, that's actually still a lot for a streamer, and I'm going to go and defend you. And I'm like, what are you talking? He's a fucking communist.
Yeah,
he's like the worst communist.
He's communist.
And he has completely destroyed the lives of hundreds of thousands of people by giving them this terrible advice. You see him in the streets agitating, youth agitation all over the place for bad policy, and it's like, what are you doing? Mm. Of course they're going to be fleeing that. Same thing with Bosch, a lot of these other communist creators. That was a fad. Right. That was a fad.
Generation definitely was a part of that shit. Like I voted Obama when I was 18 in 2008, like a fucking idiot. And of course you get older and you realize, damn, like the Democrat is just stupid. And it took me, obviously once I became an adult, I realized that. But like, yeah, man, I think guys are just waking up, man. And a lot of Hassan's audience is like, what the fuck? Like, no, man, like we're not going to vote for fucking Biden again.
Well, what the hell is he doing there anyway? You know what I mean? What is he doing there anyway? He was a Destiny orbiter. He shot past it. He does not have great takes. He's a terrible debater.
Yeah.
Right? He got boosted because of Uncle Sank. Okay? He got boosted because...
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Young Turks.
Yep,
Turks. Yeah.
And
they're dying, too.
Yeah, they are.
They're dead YouTube channel as well.
Bunch of commies.
You look at the Young Turks, bro. They got like 5 million subs, whatever. When they're live, they got like 100 people watching. Bro, people are tired of the bullshit, man. Like, people are waking up. They're realizing, like, bro... Like, this whole woke agenda is fucking annoying. And then you guys have been shoving it down our throats, pause, for the better part of, what, 2 decades?
Yeah.
They've been on this bullshit, and, like, people are starting to wake up now. I would say the Trump presidency woke people up. Because in 2016, that was kind of like the culmination, like, the real war, clash of the cultures, right? And then once Trump took presidency and he did such a fucking great job, people that were on the left were like, damn, this guy isn't that bad.
No.
Holy shit.
Well,
okay.
And he brought more of them over than people can imagine.
He did.
By getting ruthlessly attacked. Nobody had ever – I knew Democrats, liberals who were like, I wish they'd leave this guy alone and let him just govern. You know what I mean? And then if he runs again, he'll probably, you know, get thrown out of there or whatever. But just the attack, if somebody sees somebody that attacked, they actually kind of – start to defend them a little bit. They're like, wait a second, this is over the top.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of that with the Trump presidency. And you're right. It woke a lot of people up to a lot of this going on.
So many people
because
over,
you had that youth agitation. First time I saw that youth agitation on the Republican end was at those Trump rallies. You had tons of youth out there, young men, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, are like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was great. I'd like to see that again. But yeah, this woke bullshit, like you're talking about, it's been 30 years.
Yeah.
It hasn't gotten us anywhere.
No, it hasn't. And I would argue that guys like Hassan are like one of some of the biggest, you know, proponents of it. Like
yeah.
they've brought that bullshit. Like, cause who watches Hassan streams? Fucking weird liberals with purple hair, bro.
Yeah.
That's who fucking watches Hassan. You know, he's like a flaming libtard, man. It's fucking crazy.
Well, and
so.
He his performance when he has to defend his views, awful.
Yeah.
Awful performance when he
yeah.
has to defend his views. This guy is he's there because he had the media connection. It boosted him up. He has all of these people who are watching him.
Yeah.
And they are basically, yeah, they're the losers of the internet. The commies on the internet are the worst of the worst.
You know what's funny? So he tried to debate Andrew on, like, you know how Andrew went viral for saying women suck
at
driving,
oh, I saw the debate.
Right? And you know what he made? This is why, this one I knew. This is like when I lost respect for Hassan. I was like, this guy's an idiot. He goes, oh, well, women are better drivers. He makes the argument that women are better than drivers because they get lower insurance premiums. And I was like, That doesn't prove that they're better drivers, you idiot. That proves that they're safer drivers. But being a better driver doesn't necessarily mean that you're a safer driver, because as a better driver, you take more risk. Hence, why insurance companies give men typically higher insurance premiums. But if you look at NASCAR drivers, Formula One drivers, et cetera, truck drivers, anything that's professional, which requires skill to drive at a high level, it's dominated by men. So that is a terrible argument to make. And that's when it hit me. I was like, this guy's an idiot. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. But again, he's got it. This is the people. The problem with the woke people, like, they have to appeal to feelings versus reality.
Mm-hmm.
You have to appeal to feelings, and making people feel good, you have to make ridiculous, asinine arguments like that don't make sense.
And he knows himself what he's doing. He's smarter than that. He knows.
Well, you're right. Right. This is a risk pool thing.
Yeah.
It's not because they're that's
yeah.
insane.
Yeah.
Right. But the thing is when these guys get talking points, they run with them. They don't care if they're true, if they're false.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this earlier. How many times have we heard a woman's not really mature until her prefrontal cortex is fully developed? If you get that out there enough and people repeat that bullshit enough, right, it becomes like lore,
yeah,
like
yeah.
it's like a truism.
Yeah.
And it's totally false. It's totally fake. It's totally fabricated. It's a bunch of horse shit, right?
Yeah.
But they run with it.
Yeah,
they run with it. The science says science doesn't
say women mature faster than men,
ridiculous.
And all the crap that they say. So.
Okay, so we got some calls or not? Because we're getting late here.
All right, yeah. Let's hit the call. Let's hit the phone. But did you have anything else, Andrew, on that? But yeah,
I'm just saying I agree with you that what is called BreadTube, communist YouTube,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's on its way out. Even Destiny made this prediction, rightly, I might add. He said that the BreadTubers, they were on their way out. And it's because it's the same trick over and over and over again. It's capitalism has done this to you. Meanwhile, guys who are out there busting their ass and get these big retirements, shit like that, you, capitalism's great.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
It's the only system that works, man.
Yeah.
It's really the only system that works. Okay, let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. This is the first
let's
person
do it.
On. We got 19,000 y'all plus watching right now, man. So I think 18, 19, my math sucks. But either way, I'm like that chick that was on the show the other day. But, yeah, guys, like the video on YouTube, please. And then also, whether you're watching on YouTube or Rumble, if you're watching on Rumble, open up another tab, watch on YouTube, and like the video as well. Let's hit the phone line.
17K watching.
17, sorry.
Cool.
All right. First up, we have 0187. You are up. 0187. You are up.
Myron.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's good, man?
Yo.
You can hear us, right?
Yeah, I can hear y'all. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yep.
Hit us with what you got, because we got a lot of people on the line. Want to get as many people in as possible.
Yeah. So I'm just saying what's up to you guys. I'll be at the live show for sure.
Sweet.
What's up to you, bro?
Man, yeah, for sure. So just to touch on this P. Diddy topic, man, like...
Yeah, please.
I know people in the industry, and I've been saying this for years to a lot of people. There are certain things that you even have to do to get to a certain level in the industry, especially in Hollywood, as I call it. So in order for you to get to a certain plateau, there are certain things you have to do. And I know I'm not going to say certain words on here because I know that YouTube is monetizing and demonetizing
like
all that
black
stuff. Like
blackmail type things?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
gotcha.
Not just that, but they're very gender fluid in the industry, very. So they don't even believe in gender per se. So a lot of them
correct
pan a lot of them are pan, and y'all know what I'm what I'm trying to say, but
yeah,
they're pan and they go different ways. They don't care who they're smashing, what they're doing. They don't give a damn about any of that. So that's my take on it, man. And Fresh, by the way, your story does not sound convincing, bro. You sure? You sure about that G Diddy, bro? You sure about that story?
Well, you don't have to believe me, bro. Academics, bro.
I'm just messing with you, man. I'm just messing with you.
All right, let's get the next call. Thank you, bro, for calling again.
What's up, guys? All right, bro.
What the fuck, my nigga? Hell no, bro. What did you do? He touched me. Just kidding. He did touch me.
All right, who's up next?
All right, next we have 5549. You are up. 5549, you are up.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo,
what's up, man? For Andrew and for Myron, this is your favorite Discord mod, Spear. Andrew, that last After Hours, bro, legendary. One for the books. Hope to see another
hey,
one soon, too.
Thank you for the great compliment, man. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And then for Myron, right, a quick humble request. Could you bring back more of the live polls? I love those things. And then with everything that you know about the P. Diddy case, could you, like, give us a quick, like, maybe plea deal that he might look? Maybe not too much sauce, because I know you're going to cover it in Fed Reacts.
Tune in on Sunday, bro.
Fair enough, fair enough. Thanks, guys.
Sunday, I'll talk about
Discord,
from the criminal perspective on Sunday. All right. Who's
all
up
right.
Next?
That was it for me, guys. Thanks a lot. Shout out to
all
the
right,
team.
Man.
Shout out to the chat.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
What up, Big Mo?
Yes, sir.
Number to call into the show, guys, is 515-605-9740. We'll put the number in the Rumble chat and in the YouTube chat for y'all ninjas. We'll try to get as many of you guys through. If you want to cut the line, go ahead and donate to fnfsuperchat.com or Rumble Rant, the last four digits of your number in. Go ahead.
3677, you are up. 3677, you are up.
What's up, man?
Hello.
Welcome. What's up?
Yo.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I've been watching the show since y'all first came out.
Awesome.
Great. This has been a great show, man. I say for these 3 years, man, we needed this. Men needed this for a long time. Finally got it. I've got some questions.
Just one, bro.
Just one? Okay.
Just one, yeah, because we got a lot of people on the line, bro. We want to get as many people through as possible.
Yep, I understand. I see you say that all the time. The Diddy thing. Fresh.
Yeah.
I see you making jokes. Only thing I have a problem with you guys when you guys make jokes about Diddy. Is there a smoking gun in this case that you see where he's guilty of anything, even being gay?
Listen, man, I can't say this on camera, bro, but there's some shit I can't say on camera that's out there.
No.
Let the videos prove everything,
you
bro.
You haven't made one joke on Andrew Tate, his stuff. All I'm saying is if we're going to treat men fairly, let's treat men fairly. Don't make jokes about it.
Hold on.
That's been accused
and not
convicted.
So you said that
with
all full seriousness, right? But hold on. Look at Andrew's case. What didn't they show in the case?
That's why I asked the first question. The first question I asked, there's a smoking gun in this case. Has he been convicted or charged? Has Diddy been convicted or charged?
Hold on. To be fair.
Charged or convicted.
What's not shown in Andrew's case?
You're making jokes about him. You're making constant jokes about him.
Bro.
You didn't make one joke about Andrew Tate.
I said, let the video show the evidence. What was not shown in Andrew's case?
You've been making hella jokes.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
Okay, why have you made not one joke about Andrew Tate?
Well, first off, there's no video footage at all showing any proof.
No. That's why I asked the first question. Has he been charged or convicted?
Bro.
Videos don't mean nothing. Pictures don't mean nothing.
Dude, you want evidence, right? So
yes,
I'm just saying.
You have evidence.
Where's the evidence?
That's what I'm asking you.
Well, what are you arguing, bro?
So for Andrew Tate or Didi. But you're the one making, but you don't make. That's what I'm saying. You don't make the jokes on Andrew Tate, but you make the jokes on Didi. You just said something about Meek Mill. You just said something about Meek Mill. Wait, did you just not mention Meek Mill?
I did.
Yeah, and you made jokes about him. Oh, if he's gay, if it's you see the pictures and all this. But you haven't said that about Andrew Tate, right? He hasn't been charged or convicted. Diddy has been charged or convicted. So keep it straight. If you're going to, just because you know Andrew Tate and you don't know Diddy personally, don't do that. That's all I'm saying. Don't do that.
If Diddy's guilty.
Don't do that.
If Diddy's guilty, what are you going to say now?
This is the point right here. See the shit you're doing? You're doing the shit that you tell other people not to do.
What's that?
Shit right here. If he's guilty, you just said it yourself, but you didn't make him joke.
Did I not say at the beginning of
the
show, I will not say he's innocent or guilty? Did I not say that?
Yeah. But you've been making jokes about him, calling him the diddler. All this type of shit, right?
Caller.
Constantly.
You feel like a female right now. You're missing the point. The point is...
No, man, you are a female because you... Listen, friend,
Andrew...
You know nothing about the culture. You are an imposter in the culture. You know nothing about the culture. You just go off what you see on YouTube. That's it.
All I see
That's
is...
That's it. You just go off what you see on YouTube. That's all you do.
Because, hey, man, I don't know what's happening, but it's funny because it might be true.
You know what's happening. Okay, all right, man.
You have a point of contention with Fresh making jokes on Diddy's case prior to any.
And that goes for you too, Myra, because you're a supporter of Tate. You don't really make jokes about it, but you should hold him accountable for because any man could get charged for sexual trafficking. Sex trafficking. Any man can.
Yeah. So here's the thing, bro. Here's the difference.
I'm saying if any man can, from the richest to the poorest, let's protect everybody until there's real evidence. That's all I got.
What did we say, caller? We're not saying he's innocent or guilty.
Look, man. Look. Okay.
But you're making jokes about him, bro.
You spoke, right? You gave your perspective. You told us what bothers you, okay? So let me go ahead and tell you why the two are not the same, because you're trying to conflate the two cases as if they are the same. In one case, okay, you have a girl that is a known sugar baby making a bunch of bullshit accusations, okay? And clearly, there was it was a setup, right, in the Tate situation, right? We went over the evidence. We showed the footage, et cetera. We know that the women are liars. They were partying in France after that. Basically, there's a ridiculous amount of information and proof that these guys are innocent. Also, not to mention that the charges brought against them were from a government that is from a very poor country where corruption is rampant, right? That's number one. Then, on the other hand, you have someone like a P. Diddy who had three of his homes raided by Homeland Security Investigations. And you need a ridiculous amount of probable cause to get a search warrant federally, especially on three different locations, three different districts. And let me mind you, the Los Angeles district is extremely liberal and they don't give you search warrants easy. Okay. So the two are not the same whatsoever. For them to get that amount of probable cause tells me more than likely that there is a strong criminal case behind the scenes, because the United States Attorney's Office does not give search warrants out for nothing. Okay. So the two are not the same, my friend, as if you're trying to say.
So are you saying that Diddy is guilty?
I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is that the fact that no one has come to...
If you can't say that, all that means nothing.
What? Can I finish my point? What I said is,
all that means
nothing. What I am saying is that they had to develop an incredible amount of probable cause to be able to search three different locations in three different districts, and one of the districts is extremely liberal where they won't give you search warrants. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you,
that's guilty.
Look, dude, let me be very frank with you. Every single time I got a federal search warrant, let me finish my point. Every single time I wrote an affidavit for a search warrant to a home, I could have arrested an individual, but I didn't. I wanted to get more evidence to make the AUSA's office happy. So the fact that they got three search warrants in three different jurisdictions tells me they have a ridiculous amount of probable cause and charges are probably going to come more than likely sometime this year. That's what I'm telling you.
No, I understand it. I'm just saying, even with the charges come, that still make him guilty. That's all I'm asking. It doesn't make him guilty. Andrew,
let me ask you.
I don't know if
you
did it or not.
I'm just trying to play Andrew's case with Diddy's case.
Let's just wait until you get evidence before we start making jokes and all this about.
You are not the same, bro.
It's okay, bro. We know Diddy touched you too, bro. It's fine.
You are not the same. Go ahead, Andrew.
You see what I'm saying? But you wouldn't say that about Andrew Tate, though.
Okay, hang on. Hang on, though, caller. So let's get into this, real quick. I think I understand your argument. You're saying that there's a bias here, and the bias is because hang on. Let me just steel man it to make sure I got it right. The argument is, hey, you're making jokes at this guy's expense. You don't know if they're innocent and guilty. You would not do that with Andrew Tate, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so let me respond to this, though. It doesn't actually make any sense. It's okay to have an intrinsic bias to people who you know well. You're going to understand a lot more about them than other people do. For instance, if your family member is accused of a crime, obviously you're going to take that a completely different way than you would take, some stranger being accused of the same crime. You're disconnected, so it's easier to make jokes, things like that. They're not meant as being harmful. It's an entertainment show. Of course, they're going to make some jokes here and there. They're not emotionally connected to this guy.
I understand that, but he's been constantly making jokes, constantly.
Yeah, but why is that a problem?
You know why it's a problem? Did he or did he not touch you, bro? Tell me.
This is a men's podcast. Let me finish my point. This is a men's podcast, right? And you say protect all men. When Myron went through what he's going through, all the men that have a logical common sense are saying, okay, well, not Myron. We're not going to say you're guilty about anything. When you do this, do it for all men. Don't just do it for the ones you know, because you know why? This is a men's podcast, and that's what you said you would do. That's what
I'm
saying.
Dude, when I got into studio, I was in the back. I was in the green room, right? I was having something to drink, and Fresh came back, and he said, I knew there was a homosexual back here. First thing the guy said to me, okay, was to insult
the shit.
Oh, that's
no problem. You can make that joke.
We're talking smack back and forth. He made a joke at my expense, dude.
I know, but are you facing sex trafficking allegations?
That's not the point. The point is that men also rib each other.
That is the point.
Hold on. I contacted this as well. I told Angie, listen, bro. We're talking about Diddy. We're not saying he's innocent or guilty.
No, right. Exactly.
Nigga, what are you trying to say, bro?
But you have not what I'm saying is you have not made one joke about Andrew Tate and what he's went through. Diddy. You haven't made one joke. You know why?
Andrew Tate personally,
do you know why?
Bro. Know that he's innocent, okay?
Exactly. But do you know Diddy personally?
We don't. Which is why this is very different.
So just because you don't know him personally, you're going to make the jokes. That is my whole point right there.
Yes, we are going to make the jokes.
And that's the bias. That means
whatever you say now
is horrible.
You don't defend all men.
Don't say you defend all men. You don't.
You only defend the ones that you know.
Goddamn, you being emotional.
3 years.
Would you have made any jokes about Epstein at all?
What's he say?
Would you have made any jokes about Epstein?
Epstein?
Yeah.
I don't make jokes about any man that's facing sexual assault until we get
to evidence. Okay, so you wouldn't have made any jokes about Epstein, not a single one.
Would I make a joke about him?
Yeah.
Maybe, if he's guilty. If he's guilty.
Yeah, okay. You don't have the totality. The verdict hasn't come down. You just are kind of looking at the evidence. You're joking around. Would you make any jokes about Epstein at all?
You mean on the internet for everybody to see it or to myself?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, not on the internet, no. Certainly not.
Man. Okay. Well, I think you're just a little.
So now we just joke on me and yeah, that's going to choose the we make jokes about him doing it. Okay. Okay. I get it. We just make jokes about men accused of sexual assault or sex trafficking or whatever it is. I get it now.
I mean, Nancy, okay. That's not one of my friends being near a girl that can stand me, raise me a family, because this nigga cried too much. He being a bitch to me.
Oh,
he
I get it.
What the fuck is going on with this guy, bro?
You won't make
like,
jokes on tape.
Man.
Yo, you won't make jokes on tape, but you'll make jokes on Diddy.
You back off from Sean John right now, Valor Sue, pissed as fuck. You just
all y'all control
like,
my money.
You nigga being a fucking, yo, you be a crazy swamp right now, man. You need a girl for real. Holy.
Hey,
this nigga
you ain't on online crying like a bitch. Hey, Myron, did Diddy touch you when you was going to school?
You can't use this. You can't use this.
Come back,
bro.
Let's come back. Just make a joke about him. How dare you?
You moron.
Just make a joke about him.
You're a moron, bro.
What are you doing?
You can't make a joke about another man.
Yes.
You messed up, bro. He's not guilty yet, bro. What are you doing?
You just implied that he was not only.
I'm not talking about
him. He was homosexual.
How dare you, bro? How dare you? Now you got to change the song, bro. You can hate me.
Here's his criteria.
Entertainment.
You don't make fun of any men who are accused of any type of sexual assault on the internet, and you damn sure not on the internet. No matter what, not on the internet.
Yeah, never.
That's exactly what he did.
Yeah. Hey, Martin, Diddy touched you.
Oh, man. Made a joke.
Yeah, right then and there, that's when I knew. It was just like,
gotcha, bitch.
Okay.
Cry me a river,
man.
Cry me a river, bro.
Oh, man.
Who's next?
Those are a bunch of hits that Diddy made, by the way, guys.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and enjoy them, man.
Yeah.
Andrew just like, what is this?
We got
what is this music?
Techie nerd fashion.
Yeah.
They've been shoving it down your throats, no Diddy, for years now.
Wow.
There, I fixed it.
Bam.
Okay. Gundam Fox says, for Super Earth Brothers, let's spread freedom, become a hell diver.
Oh, the hell divers game.
Yeah, that's a pretty good game.
I'm gonna start it up soon, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's hit the phone lines.
5139, you are up. 5139, you are up.
All right.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yo, what's up, bro?
You got a voice changer?
Here we go.
What up, bro? I'm back up here.
Yeah, we hear you, bro.
Yeah, we got you, Fat. What do you got to say, bro? This thing using a voice mask or not?
Yeah, we got you, bro.
Oh, no, I'm not using... Bro, I swear to God, this is my real voice. I'm not playing. But anyway, so I just want to talk about something real quick.
The number you use, this is the voice you use when you kidnap somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, send the money over here. I need a ransom note right here. Ransom
money right now.
Okay, hold up. Yo, hold up. For all the fans that are watching, go on my Instagram and IG right now, Miguel Hernandez, SOC, and you'll see it for yourselves. Okay, but what's it called? So I'm not sure if people have brought this up before, but I kind of have an idea for the show that would be interesting to see.
All right.
After the couple intervention shows y'all did, like specifically the one of that one guy that was with that older black woman, I noticed a lot of the fans and myself, like, we want to see, like, you know, like full panels with regular guys like him. Like, y'all could help men face to face with like dating, relationship problems, and like financial issues. Like, I think that would be pretty cool. Like, what do you think about that?
Oh, you mean like a regular guy panel?
Yeah, just something like that. Like, you have like a Justin Waller there to like help like put men on game too with like with certain things.
Like, I mean, what are you doing about that? We do it every day.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it'd be like kind of cool to see them like in the show, like seeing you, like seeing men get like relationship advice, dating advice, like in person. Yeah. I just think that would be like a cool thing to do, because I scroll through TikTok and I see so many people biting your guys' format, and it's getting really annoying. I'm like, these guys got to, like, try something new to, like, really innovate, you know? I mean, not, like, I'm not saying that you guys are repetitive or anything, but, you know, I think it'd be cool to see it.
Yeah. I mean, we thought about it a couple times.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry if somebody, like, brought it up before. I don't want to, like, be, like, bringing something that I was already, like, brought up before, but I don't know. That's just what I... Like, my suggestion for the show, like, I just wanted to see if you guys have ever thought about it.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, bro.
Yo, just one more thing really quick. Can I talk about one more thing? Oh, I was just going to ask you about David Omari, like, something about YouTube automation.
We're bringing like, back on that. We'll bring him back
on.
Okay. Okay. I was going to ask if you guys like, bring him back on the show. Hey, yo, real all quick. Right. Didn't you guys say you were going to come to Salt Lake City, like, Salt Lake City last year? Like, what happened with that?
Oh,
I think Justin said he was going to go to Salt Lake City. Yeah. I never said that we were going to go. Oh,
for the Chris Paul stuff.
Oh, yeah. No. We didn't. There was a scheduling conflict. We couldn't make it out there.
Yeah.
Just too far, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's my city. I would have been down to meet you guys. So I was like, whatever happened with
that? Well, I was in the live event here in Miami.
Yeah, coming to
the
live event, nigga.
April 26th on Friday.
Bring your voice changer with you.
Yeah. We're going to be here live in person in Miami. So come through, bro.
No, like, the last show that I kept telling you guys to pull up my TikTok, but you guys kept talking over me, so. But this is not, I'm not playing, bro. Like, I go to drive-thrus and people think I'm a big black guy. I swear to God. I'm not playing.
Wait, what's your Instagram?
What was that?
What is it?
It's Miguel Hernandez SLC. I just barely started posting reels on it, like, 2 days ago, so I don't have a lot of stuff on it, but. Yeah, Miguel Hernandez, SLC.
All right, cool. Who's up next?
You have to be willing to do special things.
What?
Yeah, I told you guys. I told you.
You have to meet him in person to know it's legit, bro.
Nigga, you're Hispanic as fuck.
Nigga, you didn't catch that when his name was Miguel?
Nigga, he's like a big black man.
Yo,
Albert.
Nigga said Miguel, man. You knew right away. All right.
Yo,
who's
Matt,
up next?
Man, look like he's straight out of the border.
All right. Who's up next?
9109, you are up. 9109, you are up. 9109.
Yo.
9109.
That's crazy if it's really his voice.
You had just donated in. I know you're recently here.
All right, maybe he's not there. Next person.
Go one.
Next up.
Yo.
Oh, we got you.
Yo, you almost lost the spot, bro. Go ahead.
Yo.
Bro, we can hear you, bro. By the way, Andrew's here as well. For any questions you guys have, Andrew's in the house.
Yo.
Bro. All right, we can move on, bro.
All right, man.
Nick it's weekend. Come on, man.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, we hear you.
All right, I just had a question, like the thing with girls, I don't know if it sounds like there's like a delay or a lag.
Okay, no, just ask it, bro. We can hear you.
Nah, it's not me, nigga. It's the fucking service, bro.
Let's move on. Something. Come on, bro.
Ask your question. Or I'm booting you.
All right. So the question is like, look, the girls on the panel, like, they always have a problem with like cheating, and I'm trying to figure. Out, like, why you keep letting them do that when girls be cheating like the most?
Let them do what?
He's basically saying, like, girls always complain when I say that men typically exercise options, and he's saying why, and then they get mad and whatever, and he's saying, why do I let them get mad when girls cheat the most?
Oh. I mean, they get emotional, bro. What do you want us to do? You want us to don't get emotional. Sit down.
Like I said, yo, 27 times ask that question.
Yeah. All right, buddy. We got you, bro.
But they're always going to get mad, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've said this before. I'll say it one more time for y'all, man. Girls always get mad when they don't have the decided advantage.
I'm not saying to, beat them or whatever, but I'm like, damn, like, they be always, like, ranting about it.
Personal caller, never in your life hit a woman, bro. Never hit a woman, okay?
Yeah. No, you're right, bro.
Bro. They're always going to get bro. Girls are always going to get mad and not like it when they don't have the decided advantage when they're dealing with men, bro. That's just a game. That's how it is.
We're going to move on.
All right. What's up next?
That was great, Andrew. Thanks for your insight.
Yeah. I feel like I gave a lot on
so
that
much,
one.
Bro.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
What's up next?
Very good question.
Next up, we have...
I was on the edge of my seat.
We have 6176.
She's chastising me for that. What?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Nah, bro. You're a fucking star, bro.
Don't
mind me.
Who's up next?
6176. You're 6176. You are out.
All right, 6176.
Go ahead. 6176. You just donated 20. I saw you. Oh, there you go.
Go ahead, bro.
What's up, bro?
Okay, this was for Andrew particularly. Don't know how much time I have.
Just ask the question. Go ahead.
No, bro, ask it.
Andrew's here.
Okay. Just what's your opinion on it, Andrew? If I had a scenario, right, if I was debating someone, and I said, imagine a world where society, you know, and all the legalities was based off of biological sex, male, female, instead of pushing gender ideology, right? In this hypothetical, basically, when you present this hypothetical in the debate, like corner your opponent into defining what a man and woman is based on the context, and it kind of traps them and like it, to concede that a woman and a man is like inherently tied to biology. Is that like a good?
It's not a good argument. And let me explain why it's not a good argument against a leftist. A skilled leftist debater, when it comes to gender ideology, will disassociate sex from gender. And they'll say that there does need to be laws, probably which are specific to sex. But we have to disassociate gender, which is a social construction based on lived experience, blah, 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 bullshit. And so what you guys will end up doing is talking past each other. It's way better, actually, if you're doing a gender debate, is to eliminate gender from the table altogether and say it's social construction doesn't exist. There's only sex. That will actually trap them better than anything else.
Okay, appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Thanks, caller. What's up next?
Someone in the chat said white callers from now on only, please.
Wait,
are you stupid niggas, man?
Are you saying stupid? Wait, are you saying black callers are low IQ?
Bro, no way.
Bro, that's the way the fucking RoboChat go crazy right now.
By the way, I got no input from you on that call.
Yo, when you asked that question, it was like, yo, get this black guy off the phone, man.
This is role play here.
He's on the right track. He's like, I want to disassociate this gender sex thing, right, so that I can pin them down on the argument. And so, like, he's on the right track. I'm not even mad. He's on the right track.
That was funny, man.
Okay.
That was funny, man. It's all jokes today. All right. Who's up next?
Hey, man, they call it with my IQ. That's tough. I'll see you, though.
We have 8776. You are up. 8776. You are up.
Look at the nigga real.
Yo.
What's up, man?
Yeah, we got you, bro. Man.
What's good with y'all?
What's good, homie?
How y'all doing?
Me chilling, bro. How you doing, man?
I've been on the line for so long, niggas forgot what they was doing.
I know, nigga. Bro, I was getting high myself, bro. It's all right, brother.
I'm just
so high, bro. Forgot I was on planet Earth.
It's all right, brother. I'll just cut you from the chat. It's all right. Yo, I'll cut you from chat. I got you, though. It's all right.
Yo, bro,
I
was so happy. Let me get my question in.
It's all right.
Fuck, man, bro.
Yo, y'all making us look bad.
Let me get my question in, bro.
I'm going to have to make with all his white friends when he gets back to fucking Michigan. Yeah. Bro, what the fuck, man? It's all right, brother. I'll cut you from the call.
This nigga's
going
to be at the next Klan meeting going crazy.
No. Niggas probably watching this shit right now in Mississippi like, I told you that, brother Gilbert. I told you. This
am I on or what? Am I?
Bro, y'all niggas making us look crazy, bro.
Y'all niggas making us look crazy right now, bro.
Wow.
Like, yo, literally right after I said that shit I said before, this nigga gets on the line and says, yo.
What we doing, nigga?
Bro, you sound like a dude that has a chick over in the crib and you don't know what to do yet.
It's like, damn, man.
What we doing?
I'm getting a bad rep here. You know, one cross on fire, and suddenly.
Holy, bro. Nigga, you did not help the movement. I'll tell you that.
At all, bro.
Malcolm is disappointed. Holy. What you got to say for yourself, bro?
Still on, motherfucker?
You know what? You're right. He's off the line now, bro.
What the fuck, dude?
Wait, you're right. He's off.
I cut him off.
Special Ed Day? Is it the short bus day?
Did they bust slavery?
God damn, nigga.
No.
Wait, yo, Martin Luther King fought for this?
No.
God damn, nigga.
Well, that's why I fuck white hoes, man.
Freedom!
Sorry, I'm done. All right.
Yo, Malcolm S. got shot up for this dumbass nigga to get on the line and say, what we doing, though?
What the fuck, man?
I forgot why I was there.
Yo.
All right, cool.
What the fuck, man? Yo, think you about to go back to Michigan with hella jokes, man.
Where's Chris, bro?
I can picture this shit right now, bro. There's a cabin somewhere in Mississippi, bunch of white dudes with hoods on, just watching the show, laughing, losing their shit.
No.
I guess it was good that we gave them rides. This is funny as hell, man. Oh, my.
Listen.
Holy, man. Niggas playing banjos.
We do not support the Klan at all, by the way.
Yeah.
We support
too late
people.
For that, nigga.
Our people, man.
It's too late for that. You made
Black
the watermelon
power.
Joke, man. You made
Black
the Here's a rap, man.
I love watermelon, too.
This shit gonna have to go off YouTube, man.
Yeah.
Good job, man.
Nigga, you said worse than...
No, I didn't say worse than you.
Actually,
not this
you,
show. Yeah, it's a wrap, man. Yeah, I hope y'all niggas enjoyed this shit, man, because this shit
on YouTube, man. Y'all niggas watch it on YouTube.
No, just
take it out. Take it out.
Yeah, we'll edit it. We'll see if we can. All right, well, who's up next? This is fucking entertainment right here. God damn. Bro.
You know, I'm feeling nice. I'm going to give you one more chance. All right?
What?
Ooh.
We don't want to talk to that nigga again.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hell no.
All right, I'm going to just cut him off.
He's going to get on the line and be like, what are we doing,
Where are we at, though? We still alive, though?
Yeah.
We're driven, though? Yeah. I tried, bro.
Yo, he's that nigga that comes over to the crib. Like, you have that one friend that just shows up. Hey, what we get into today?
Where the hoes at?
Where the hoes at, nigga?
He's smoking the blunt like,
yeah. He's that guy.
Where the hoes at, though? Oh, downstairs?
That's the nigga that come to your house? That's the nigga that come to your house? Yo, you got any snacks?
Nigga,
yeah, where the food at, though? Hey, yo, let me hold a Cinnabon. Yo, since we're on the Diddy topic, nigga look like Craig Mack coming to your crib, bro. With a fucking patty and shit. Hasn't got a haircut in 4 weeks.
Bro.
Hey, yo, let me hold 7, bro. I'm trying to get a cut, nigga.
That's the friend I'd be like, yo, can I borrow $1?
Yeah, that's the
nigga, bro.
No! You looking like that. Show up at your crib.
Man.
That's that nigga, bro. Yo, where the hoes at, though? Looking like that.
No.
You're like, wait, what?
Where the doobie at, though? Where the doobie at, bro?
Oh,
man.
Shit.
Hopefully we got enough.
Okay, that's the fucking entertainment right there, man. Yo, welcome to Fresh the Fit Ninjas, man. Holy. This episode is brought to you, niggas, by Section 8. And
no! Below the poverty line, okay.
Yeah. All right,
cool.
All right, where we at?
Myron, you did not.
No, man, just get the next number, nigga.
5398, you are up. 5398, you are up. 5398.
Yo,
you are up.
Hey, what's up, Myron? What's up, Fresh? What's up, Andrew? How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Yeah,
I just got asked just for the LOLs. What's your ethnic background?
Oh, man. I am Libyan American.
How's
Jalil, bro?
All right, man, let's go, man. What you got to say?
Hello, Akbar!
Hey,
giggity, giggity, giggity. Go ahead. Call it. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm kind of in a pickle right now. So as you guys know, not too long ago, I scored a really big job as a general manager.
Okay, so you're in a pickle. We got you, bro.
Nigga, call us right now.
Yo. Nigga was at the mall and lost his son. Nigga was at the mall and lost his son. His son's name was Allahu Akbar. He's like, hey, Allahu Akbar. Yo, caller. You know, nigga in the back of a van, handcuffed. Hey, I'm in a little bit of a pickle. Hey, you got one phone, FBI agent Tom. You got one phone call, Muhammad. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to make this phone call right now.
You know, hey, Myron, you know what's funny? Muhammad's my middle name, too.
Hello, my God!
Haram!
Yo, yo, you can't make this shit up, man. Yo, what the fuck is going on today, bro?
Yo,
what the fuck? He's in the back of the FBI bill right now. And the FBI is holding the phone for him just laughing. While he handcuffed in the back like this, like, oh, shit. I'm in a pickle. Some FBI agents are here, man.
He's in a pickle. No, Habibi.
Oh, man. All right, bro. Go ahead. Sorry, man.
Go ahead.
Just don't blow off
the
line.
We made black jokes, so I got to make one Aaron joke.
I'll try not to.
No! No! No. It's entertainment. This is not reality, okay? This is entertainment and jokes.
Yo, so we went from the blacks to the Arabs. Let's go, man.
No. Okay, back to the pickle. Caller, back to the pickle, okay?
Yeah, sorry, you're in the pickle, bro. Go ahead.
No, BB, go ahead.
So basically, you know, because of you guys, I scored a really big, like, general manager job, like, about 3 months ago. And everything was great, right? You know, I got my first credit card like a month and a half ago because you guys told me stop being a broke bitch, get your fucking credit card. So I did that, right?
Let's go.
And so basically, a week after I got my credit card, the job I was at was going through some financial issues and had to lay off some overhead. And unfortunately, since I was recently promoted, I was laid off. So I'm back to square one in the job market.
Okay.
So with all that in mind, go ahead.
Like, what's your skill set? Where are you a manager in?
I was a manager in the automotive world.
Okay, bro, you could find work again are you like a mechanic by trade?
No, I have managerial experience in the automotive world, so I have about 7 years of management experience, so I've always been in the automotive industry, and I'm a huge car enthusiast, you know, so that's a really big thing for me as well. But basically, what I'm going through right now is that I have been going from interview to interview, and, you know, I seem to do really well the whole time. The only thing is that, I'm not sure what it is, but I am not really scoring any luck on getting these jobs. So I want to see what your take would be on this.
So you're in the car industry, right? What cars do you work on right now?
Well, I mean, the thing is like the experience I have was actually like working on vehicles. So pretty much all cars in general, I mean, all makes, all models. I've been like in the, sorry, go ahead, Fred.
No, because I love cars, by the way, so I love the industry. But sometimes you got to start in a not so much pleasurable job. So, for example, start in sales, maybe, might be an option for you. Or start in an office, because you can start there, get to know the environment, get to know people in mechanic shop, service shop, and then you say, okay, cool, I have skills in here as well. They get to know you better. Yo, bro, we got opening here. We'll put you in, because sometimes you don't get it right away, because obviously speaking, there's already technicians there, or mechanics there already. That's been in for years. But if you work there at a regular spot, let's say a salesman or, for example, office job, they get to know you better. It's easier to get into the job that way.
That's what I would say. But ideally, though, if you're working on a lot of cars that are maybe more exotic, more high-end, then it's easy to get a job. If it's like regular cars, it's kind of hard to get those jobs right away. But massive experience or like a long period of time in the industry. So that's what I say. Start small in those roles and then work your way to the roles that you actually want. That's what I would say.
All right, cool. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, guys. Like, I started in the workforce when I was about 14 years old. My uncle, he opened up his own, like, automotive shop, and he got my lazy ass up at 14 years old and put me to work.
What state are you in?
And then eventually,
What state are you in?
I'm in Arkansas.
Okay. Also, bro, you know, if you need to move, be open to move too. Like, make sure that you're going to be mobile because you might get a job opportunity out of state somewhere.
Yeah.
In the United States too, man. So maybe good for you to go somewhere else that might have a bit more opportunity for you.
Yeah, I've actually been getting interviews out of Dallas, Texas. That's where I really want to move to because originally I was born in Houston, but I wouldn't really live there anymore because it's crazy, like congested there and all that kind of stuff. Dallas is a good happy medium. It's not too crazy congested. But it's also a lot of opportunity there as well. So
you apply everywhere. Get a job in the meantime so that you can support yourself. But apply everywhere, bro. It's just a matter of time, and then you just applying everywhere and just be amenable to moving. You'll be fine.
Yeah, for sure, man. And you know, like I talked to my pops about it too. You know, he's saying like, hey, like wherever you want to go to in the country, like you got my pretty much my full support and all this stuff. So you know,
we
it's
did
really
a
good
show?
To hear that.
We did a show about interviews, by the way.
Yes.
Very good show.
Yeah.
Watch that podcast we do about interviews. I don't know if you watched it already, but that'd be pretty good for you as well.
No, you're fresh. Like here's the thing. The first job I got, my GM job, I got it from y'all's interview episode.
Shit.
Nice.
All right. Nice.
That's the thing. So, like, I was in a really good position, guys. Like I was, here's the thing. I'm 23 years old. I was on track to because here's the thing, like 6 months ago, I was making like $25,000 a year. I mean, it was rough, man. And then in the span of 6 months, I almost doubled my income. Actually, I over doubled my income to $55,000 a year for this general manager spot. And I was going to, really build myself up. But again, the company was going through some financial issues and had to lay off like 6 or 7 people. So, and I was one of them as well, which really hurt.
Yeah, that typically happens. They're always going to get rid of the managerial people because they
pay
the most into obviously the budget. But yeah, bro, you're 23 years old, man. You got time, man. If you literally can go ahead into a whole other job field if you want as well, man. But definitely get a job right now, whether it's entry level or whatever, make some money and then continue to apply. And if you need to move, be prepared to move, right?
Yeah, there's a huge cross section for that kind of work too.
Yeah.
Or if you said you're a mechanic, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not a mechanic. The thing is, like, I have a lot of automotive knowledge. My skill set is pretty much sales and automotive service. So I've always been like a service manager, a general manager, shop manager. That's always been like my background. And
it might
the
help
thing
you
is like what. I,
it might also help you to like get a mechanic trade, bro, because that'll open more doors for you as well.
Okay. Yeah, for sure, man. And because like I have my college degree in international business. That's what my degree is. I'm bilingual.
Okay.
I speak English and Arabic. So I utilize that if I need to. And Arkansas, like not so much because hippies.
Then bro,
look
for positions out in Detroit. Look for positions in Dearborn, Michigan, man. Like go where you're appreciated, man.
Okay.
But there's a huge Muslim population in Dearborn, Michigan, and Detroit, etc. Like, look over there if you can utilize that secondary language because that'll give you a leg up.
Man, I never thought of it like that. I've always thought about moving to Dallas and other areas that aren't so much Arabic. But I never really thought of that stuff.
Al-Amerikan ma'am kalma Arabic. You gotta go somewhere else, bro. Oh, baby.
Of course, man. I got to. And Myron, man, you've really changed my life. I hope you know that. Like a year ago, I was woke minded, pretty much a dumbass. And then I was a hamad. You're right.
Yeah, that's a jackass, guys, in Arabic. There you go. You can use that. You can call your friend that. They won't know what you mean.
Say that again.
Hamad.
Hamad.
A hamad is a jackass.
Hamad.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, bro. Just say it real quick, and then we got to get the next person on.
Yeah, the word is Ahmar. That's what it is. But
yes.
The thing is, like, I just want to say just real quick, like a year ago, man, I was getting walked over by all these bitches. It was crazy, bro. Now, like, I really held my frame really strong with these girls, too. So, like, anytime some bitch were to be out of line, I'm quick to kick her the fuck out of my life, you know, because of you.
You know, that's how you got to do it, man. Don't let these chicks use you, bro. All right?
All right, man. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Later. Cool. Take it easy. 23, man. You got plenty of time. Who's up? Is Chris here? It's 9:41 already.
He's super late, bro. Is he drunk?
Probably. He's probably stumbling here right now. Nigga like Homer Simpson.
No! Oh, my God.
Nigga drinking a Duff beer right now.
No.
Melissa, what'd you say? Chris is 5 minutes out. All right. Are the girls here?
Yeah.
Are there? Okay, you guys can see right there the ladies.
There you go.
In the house.
Oh, my God, what was that? Let's move on, man. Let's move on. Let's move on.
All right,
let's go. You got another caller?
No, man.
Fresh. Right. That was Andrew.
All right, who's the last caller? let's take one or two more callers. Go ahead.
Hey, man, if you say it's okay, if I say it's bad.
Let's see. We have 0045. You're up. 0045.
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yo,
we got you.
Oh, so, all right. Yo, what's going on, Fresh Pete?
Yo, what's up, man? What's your question?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, no much. I'm a long-time listener. Love the show. You know, obviously looking forward to y'all, you know, after show. I guess as far as, the debate at hand, just, you know, for a fun one, you know what I'm saying? All right, Mari, so, like, I'm married, you know, just a little background, you know, to give myself. You know, I'm married, have been, you know, with my wife for 15 years, and married for 6, going on 7. Got 2 kids, beautiful children, right? And yep. One of the things you had, you know, said to the women is, or you say, you know, it's not a man's job to, you know, please his woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, then how could you expect a man to basically keep said woman if it's like, you know, this stroke game ain't on point, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, wouldn't that, like, contradict yourself, you know, as far as, like, you know, you want a girl. Right, if these men want to pursue her, excuse me,
yeah,
I just ate some food, so you know what I'm saying, I'm all, you know, all amped up. But no, but no, I'm saying, like, for a man to get his girl, or they go on dates, you know, pay for the dinner, boom, whoop de whoop, and then when it comes to, like, you know, they link up, and say if it says the game is not on point, and let's say she tries to work it out with him. You know, as far as, like, you know, to help him with that, but if it doesn't work out, then...
Call her. I've always said that the man, if it's your main girl, you should do it.
Right. And fair enough. Like, that's what I'm basically talking about. Like, not like, you know, for funsies type shit. Like this is your main girl. Like, it's going on for, like, say, a year, right?
And you agree then.
So what's the question?
So we agree.
So my question is like... Because, like, he also says, like, Myra said, well, you know, it's not a man's job to basically please his woman sexually. So,
yeah.
Say
it's
if a man that does stand by that.
You still do it, though.
No,
like,
I'm just saying in general. Okay. I'm just saying, like, in general, if a man has the ideology to be like, look, it's your job as a woman to please me. And so, with all that being said, so if that could obviously turn his main girl off or even his wife off to the point to where if he's not trying to do things to satisfy her needs, then wouldn't that be one of the main reasons why, like, you know, relationships don't last or marriage don't last? Also, like, granted, you got the financial shit, blah, 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 but on the sexual, you know, aspect, it's like, okay, if a man can't please his woman, then, you know, what are the consequences of that?
Yo, dude, you're really complicating this. And this is the problem. See, this is the thing, man. Like, there's never nuance when I say things. Like, people don't exercise critical thinking skills. What I said is when you're in a relationship with a girl, it's her job to sexually satisfy you first. You're the fucking man, okay? Because here's the reality. As a man, you have to bring way more to the table to make a woman happy than a woman has to bring to make you happy. We don't ask for much. Women ask for a lot. So therefore, your sexual satisfaction is way more paramount than hers because you as a man can satisfy in other ways through your financial security, your masculinity, your protection, your security, your provisioning, all this stuff you could provide to her. But her, on the other hand, her sexuality is her main asset. So if she doesn't give that to you, she's effectively useless, okay? Now, with that all said, I still think if it's your main goal.
But you're throwing money into something that, I'm just saying, like, taking money out the equation. Like,
bro,
yes, okay,
Bro, be quiet and listen.
Be quiet and listen, bro. You gotta fucking listen, which is why we're even having this conversation in the first place. I told you explicitly, I'm telling you the general parameters of it. However, I still think if you're with a girl and she's your main girl, you should strive for sexually satisfied. However, okay, it is not your predominant duty. Her predominant duty is to satisfy you sexually. Your predominant duty is to protect her from getting killed and providing security and provisioning for her. Your duties are different. You providing sexuality to her and sexual satisfaction is at the bottom of the fucking totem pole because you providing for her security is
but
more
you're
important.
You're talking about ranking, but you're...
What am I talking about? Holy shit!
Bro, you're talking about rape.
I'm talking, bro.
Bro,
God
why are you
here
raging
about rape,
bro?
Shut up. You're so fucking dense, man. Okay?
No.
Because this is... I hate when you guys misinterpret what I say into what you think it is, and then I try to explain to you what it really is. No, bro.
You took what I said out of context.
This conversation in the first place, man. This shit is crazy, bro. This shit is fucking crazy. Okay? I just explained it to you. Your main duty as the man is to provide and protect. Her main duty is to give you sexual access. We are not the fucking same. The top of her total pole is to satisfy you sexually. The top of your total pole is to protect and provide for her. It's not the same, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Caller, you got it?
So hold on. Can I get Andrew's point of view out of that?
What? Sure. It's going to be pretty similar because it's in the Bible, if I'm not mistaken. Go ahead. Andrew, what's your take?
Yeah, so I just want to make sure I get this correct. You think that men and women are equally yoked sexually and that a man should try to please his wife?
No, I didn't say nothing about equal. No, I'm simply saying this. Man and woman in a relationship. It's not about equal. I'm
make
not,
sure
I'm
get
not
the...
arguing about – No, I'm not,
no hang on. Let me just clarify. Let me just clarify. Are they equal when it comes to who needs to please who sexually?
Are they equal? I mean, I'm not arguing who needs to do more. I need to know more.
Literally, that's what the argument is, which is why I'm still manning it.
Hold on, because
why are we on the whole rant? Let me kind of back up so we can make sure we're on track. I'm simply asking, when it comes down to sex, Myron says it's not a man's job to please his woman. Got that. This is not, I'm not talking about money need to be spent, none of that. I'm not talking about the priority duty. I'm talking about when, this is like a relationship question. Because, again, this is just like man to man.
Caller,
right,
hang
it's
on.
Not about
this. Yeah. Your straw meaning his position is frustrating to me. His clarification was literally, yes, you should if it's your wife or if it's your what he calls main girl. Yes, you should.
Right.
So if he says, yes, you should, if you say anything to argue other than yes, you should, then you're strawmanning the position.
No. I didn't even disagree with him. I didn't even disagree with him on that.
This can't be real life. This is
like,
dope, right?
You literally went because I didn't even like make a whole my whole point or my whole clarification because he went on that whole rant. Like it wasn't about like like what a man needs to do as far as like financial. I said I got that. It's about what it. My only question was this. It was assembly. Look, all it boils down to like, hey, if a man needs to please his woman. Because he makes the argument that, hey, it's not a man's responsibility to please his woman. Okay, got that. But what it boils down to is like, hey, in a relationship, this woman comes to him.
I literally am in the studio and heard him clarify this twice, and you keep doing the same straw man.
See why I'm so frustrated?
Stop straw manning the position. The position is, from Myron, just heard it twice. Yes, you should if it's your wife.
Okay, did we agree to it? Okay, did we have nothing to disagree on? On that.
What I just said. There's no argument.
Yeah, this is the reason niggas be in jail, buddy.
No. See, but I can tell you, you went on a whole rant before I even got to say anything after that. Like, bro, like, go back and listen. I promise you, I didn't say nothing after that. He went on a whole rant. And I was like,
what the nigga? Yo, we tired it. Bro.
This is the call, bro.
People get mad at me when I fucking be yelling at this shit because it's like, bro, like, yo, I clarified it very clearly to let you know what it really is, bro. Like, you fucking guys always misinterpret
what
I say,
man.
You
said this thing. Can you clarify?
Damn,
yes, here's
bro.
A clarification. But what about the thing you said? wait, I just clarified it. Yeah, but what about the thing?
You ask a question, you answer it. They say, no, give me more.
Yeah.
Like, more. What do you want, bro?
Massive straw,
yo,
man. It's
bro.
Frustrating.
Yeah, let's move on. Chris, you ready, nigga? Nick Perry,
$200. He's giving him the speech.
Yeah. Nick Perry, $200. Last four. And then Nick Perry again. Wow,
yeah.
Nick Perry, $400. You know, playing.
That was the guy that was on the line.
No, 200. Yeah. No.
Oh, thank God.
No, he's about to be. He's about to be right now.
Okay.
I got you. All right. So 0677.
That dude, bro. Yo, my fucking head hurts, man.
Yo, I'm convinced, bro. Do you think it's killed? Kevin Samuels, bro. Must have been them. Talk to these niggas all day, bro.
Yo, man.
Just saying, bro. It's a stressful
show. Shit crazy, bro. Shit crazy, man. Damn.
Wild. 0677, you are up. 0677, you are up.
Yo, what up?
Yep.
This is why sometimes we gotta take...
So I'll start off,
bro,
and let you guys roast.
It's just stressful,
I'll let you guys cook me a little bit. I'm a Destiny fan.
Yeah, this is a big reason why most YouTubers never fucking take calls, man.
Yeah, they don't.
Because you deal with idiots like that fucking last guy in the last line. Like, bro, holy shit. You know, I lost hair follicles talking to this nigga, man. Retarded. Stupid. Sorry, bro. Go ahead. And what's up?
Yeah, no. So I'm a Destiny fan, so I'm aware of BPF. I know who this gentleman is.
Okay.
I do enjoy your content. I think he's very entertaining. I just think he's wrong about a lot of stuff. I did want to check with you guys. What do you think your biggest disagreement with someone like Destiny is? I mean, obviously, besides the open relationship.
That he's a fucking coomer. The cooming man. So the thing is, that's why, honestly, it's not that he is a coomer as much as he advocates for cooming. That's the...
He's never advocated for cooming. He always specifically says he does not advocate his lifestyle for anybody. He said it on Fresh and Fit.
Okay, hang on. Let me kind
okay.
of give you a little pushback here. You can say, I don't advocate for X thing. And I agree that you can say that. But when you argue on behalf of X thing being okay... Can you explain how that's not an advocation?
I'm not sure what you're referring to. You said he
if you argue that prostitution is fine, if you argue that OnlyFans is fine, if you argue that these things are fine, how's that not an advocation of those things?
Are you asking me or you want me to?
Yeah, you, yes.
Give you. Oh, yeah. For me, because I couldn't give less of a fuck about what you're doing. I'm doing what I'm doing. I don't care. Do what you want to do.
Yeah, but that's not the question, sir. The question back to you was, you said to me, wait, Destiny's never advocated for those things. That's fair. Maybe
no,
he's
no,
never. Okay, let me finish. But
go
if
ahead.
You're making arguments on behalf of those things and saying that those things are good in society and that is the status quo that you'd like to see, I don't see how that's not advocating.
I don't think he's ever said that's the status quo he wanted to see. I think he said the specific opposite on this show, on Fresh and Fit.
Okay,
I think
let's
he
find
said,
out.
My lifestyle is crazy, and I would not advocate this for anybody. I'm pretty sure
Destiny,
he said those exact words.
Okay, is Destiny against OnlyFans?
No, I don't think he is.
Okay. Would he advocate then that women be allowed to do OnlyFans works?
Probably. Yeah, he probably would just.
Advocating on behalf of sex work, bro.
I don't know. When you say advocate, what do you mean by advocate?
Do you really want to make this definitional? I think you and I both know what advocate
means.
Well,
when you say no, I don't think. He specifically says other people can't do this. I can do this, but other people can't.
Well, then you're making
an not do this.
You want to see that inside of society, right? You want to at least see those things inside of society that people are allowed to do. I would advocate against that. I would say I don't want people to be allowed to do these harmful things.
Would you outlaw?
So, from my perspective, he's advocating on behalf of degeneracy, and I'm advocating against it.
Would you outlaw it?
Yes.
Interesting.
Immediately.
So no more sex work ever.
Ever. If I had the pen, I would say, you can't fucking do it ever again. Or else. Straight to jail.
Myron and Fresh, do you guys feel the same way?
Like with the girls being... Yeah, bro. I mean, it's
Would you outlaw any sex work?
Pornography, all that shit. Yeah.
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 From a moral standpoint, yes.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
From a social standpoint, no. But, yeah, but morally, yes. give it real, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think. Yeah, I mean, I would say, yeah, get rid of that shit.
Yeah.
Now,
I found you guys through him, and I think you guys are very entertaining. I'll continue to watch your show. I probably fall somewhere halfway in between Destiny and you guys.
Listen, the Olive Branch extension is that Destiny is very good at arguing on behalf of his worldview, which is why it's fun to engage in arguments with Destiny and with other skilled debaters, right? I can see that that's true. But you're really stretching it if you are going to try to convince me that he doesn't advocate for these things inside of society that he clearly argues for all the time. He may not tell you to go do them, but he obviously has no problem with people doing them. I do have a problem with people doing them, and so I advocate against that.
I mean, bro, Destiny's argued with me. So he definitely advocates for it, man.
Can I give an olive branch back and say, I don't think he's explicitly advocating for them, but by doing them himself and being a big creator, I guess you could kind of say that's advocating for it. But I don't know if I would go farther than that.
On behalf of the things, right?
Heavily.
So that's that. I mean, I would say that is, he wants to see a society where such things are completely available for people to do. And I want to see a society where they're not. And so it's clearly we're both advocating a separate worldview. You would agree with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think of the opposite ends.
So then perfect. So then I would say that he's advocating for a society which promotes degeneracy and that I am not.
Okay, that was it. That's all I got.
Appreciate the call, man.
Never call him, bro.
Thank you. Yes.
All right.
Flawless victory.
All right. what do we got here? And then we'll close this thing out.
This was an entertaining show.
Yeah, well, I lost some brain cells and hair follicles, but it's okay.
We need to edit this video, though.
Yeah,
it was pretty funny.
Yeah, bro. Holy.
The fucking Mo gets me every time. Yeah.
The Me Too movement started as the Democrat?
Demon Rat.
Oh, Demon Rat.
That would be Democrats.
Oh, Yusuf Lynch. Oh, okay. Rebecca Lattimore Felton on August 1st, 1898, delivered a speech asserting that given the inability of the church or, of course, to protect women from the ravening human beast, then I say Lynch. Goddamn, nigga, what the fuck?
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Mo, what do you think about the Big Show fitness journey?
He lost 100 pounds. That was
nice.
Thanks to Vince.
What are you down now?
145.
Good. Okay. Nice. Can y'all get Arthur Kwan Leon, base painting artist who was recently deplatformed on IG by... Myron, you follow him on X. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't know about YouTube, though, bro. That would be Rumble only, my friend. What do we got here?
It was one of the calls.
Okay.
That's why he said
Women shouldn't have children after 25. 25 children are enough.
Okay.
China Man and Fit Overwatch stream. I'm here for China Man and Fit Overwatch rage. Oh, yeah. We be raging, bro. I asked all my guys I had close to me at the time, dress or jail, and they picked dress. Do I need new friends and people around me? P.S. I really look up to you guys. Yeah, whatever, man.
That's
a strange question to ask, bro. That's a really strange question.
I get it, though, but yeah, goddamn.
Eugene, I suspect both my daughter and wife now recognize you guys, LOL, because I watch you. Shout out to The Crucible. I know most men over time get tired of meaningless sex. I hope your boredom comes soon.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, that's the dude that be.
I get what you're saying, though. Yeah, hopefully it does come soon.
Brilliant pod, gentlemen. Andrew is a great addition. This episode has gems. Take notes. Looking forward to meeting at the live event. All right.
Yes.
Trevon Suki. Yeah, guys, by the way, we have a live event. April 26th is going to be here in Miami, Florida, man. Yeah. It's going to be lit. $100 is the general admission ticket, so you guys can literally get in for $100, man. Because y'all are going to spend that money on a date for a chick that ain't going to suck your dick anyway.
By the way, most of them just sold, so there's a limited amount. So get in while you still can now.
What the fuck?
Yeah, we just bought a lot. Link is pinned in the comments down below.
Okay. And just get in there.
And Andrew will be there as well.
I'll be there, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's going to be lit.
Get a sticker.
GM, so we got general admission. One more time. General admission.
Upper. level admission, and then we have VIP, which is the backstage with the guests, with us, meet and greet, pictures, everything.
How many spots are those?
So we have 50 VIP.
50 VIPs.
200 upper tier, and 300
general admission.
General admission.
So if you guys want VIP, where you actually want to hang out with us in the back and shit, you need to get in now. How much is that one?
500.
Okay.
So you get a reception at the very beginning.
Yep.
You get pictures and meet and greet with the guests, and as well, mixtures after the
and
show.
And you get to talk
with
us and get Joe in the back and shit. So and there's only 50 spots for that, guys. Yep. So get in while you can, man.
You guys should grab Sexton. Have Sexton come over there, James Sexton.
Ah,
he's fantastic.
Should.
Yeah, yeah.
I called him the other morning. Yeah, he can't wait to come on.
Yeah, we got to get him on.
Where is he at, bro?
Well, every time we schedule it, he has like a fucking trial.
Yeah.
And shit.
Oh,
well,
he's
actually a practicing attorney.
Yeah, he's been bogged down, but he literally told me when I talked to him yesterday, he's like, tell those guys can't wait to come on. Reach out. I got his phone number for you.
Okay.
So
man. I know Fresh talked to him, but like every time we schedule something, it's like he has a trial or some shit he's got to do.
He's working, so.
Because he's actually, unlike a lot of these fucking lawyers on YouTube, he actually practices and is litigating and he's in court.
He's also one of the best debaters that I've ever dealt with because he's always in the courtroom. He's always debating.
Of course he has to.
And we tangle all the time. We go at it all the time.
Sure.
And he's fantastic.
Okay.
And Andrew, where can I find you, brother?
You can find me at the one and only Crucible on YouTube. You can also find me at thecrucible.video. Hope to see all of you go over there and become members if you want to see the backlog. Please support this channel. It was very kind of them to have me on for 2 episodes. I know that that's not something they generally do, but they were kind enough while we were here the week to have me on twice. Really appreciate that,
absolutely,
guys.
Absolutely, bro.
Well-deserved, bro. Well-deserved.
Yeah. Cool. Guys, I'm going to be back with some lovely ladies.
10:45.
Chris called the time. Okay, cool. We'll be back here, guys, in a little bit, man. We love y'all.
Peace.
Come back.
Peace.